world that can compare. Put your lighters in the air, everybody say yeah, 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 yeah. New York, concrete jungle where dreams are made of. There's nothing you can do. Now you're in New York. These streets will make you feel brand new. They like will inspire you. Here in New York.
Brooklyn, 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 we go.
Happy Sunday from Dutchess Stadium. A gorgeous afternoon for some high A baseball. It's the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Hudson Valley Renegades wrapping up this very emotional, very topsy-turvy, but very fun six-game series. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Radd. Welcome to the pregame show. First pitch coming up at 2:05 this afternoon. That pits Junior Santos against Blaine Abeda. Two guys that have seen each team a good chunk. Santos, 4 starts against Hudson Valley. Abeda, 5 games against the Brooklyn Cyclones. And so at this point in the season, the final day of July, there's really no surprises, no secrets between the two teams. Brooklyn comes in first place today, a half-game lead over Hudson Valley. The Cyclones 17-12 in the second half. Hudson Valley 16-12. So first place, feeling good. But every day in this series, it is, what have you done for me lately? And today we'll find out if the Cyclones can exit the building in first place or if they slot back behind Hudson Valley. Nick, we get a chance to have fun with this one yet again. We have a conversation with Luis Rivera coming up and a first pitch coming up at 2:05. Send it over to you for the pregame show.
Yeah, thanks so much. Luis Rivera, happy to be in first place for the moment, knowing that they need to finish strong in this series. Take 4 of 6, an opportunity to do that this afternoon, and they walk away with a lead in the South Atlantic League North Division. The reason they have the lead right now, the offense has really been good in this series, and it's been a bit of a shift from what we had seen previously against Hudson Valley. This pitching staff had been so good against the Cyclones coming in. Brooklyn hitting just 170 with a 5.88 OPS, but they've really picked it up in this series. In the first 5 games, they're hitting 255 with 14 extra base hits, slugging 400 with an OPS of 761 as a team, and it's the contributions up and down the lineup, and that was what happened yesterday. From Rowdy Jordan to Stanley Consuegra to Alex Ramirez, Nick Gattis with a 2-run single at a point in this series. Jose Peroza had 3 hits yesterday with a double. Just up and down the lineup, it has been a really impressive attack for the Brooklyn Cyclones, and it's been a shift of identity. This was a team that really pitched well, struggled to find some offense early on in the season, and now it's been hitting that has come alive and jolted them into first place. 57 runs in the first 18 games against Hudson Valley, 22 in the last 5. It has been an impressive offensive effort for Richie Benes and his hitters in Cyclones blue. Starting pitching has been solid as well. Junior Santos trying to get back on track after the rough start on Tuesday where he did not get out of the first inning. But since then, the Cyclones starters have allowed just 4 earned in 22 and a third. That's a 1.61 ERA. So Junior Santos trying to bounce back and continue that trend this afternoon. Hudson Valley on the other side losing first place. They've been up and down trying to get the hitting in a more consistent spot. Brooklyn pitching has been really effective in this series. Hudson Valley hitting just 210 with 8 extra base hits in 5 games. The strikeout rate at 33%. And Hudson Valley taking a little bit of Brooklyn's medicine, what they saw earlier on this season, striking out a bunch and struggling to push across runs. So far, so good in this series. Luis Rivera and his group trying to wrap it up with 4 of 6. Know that he's been happy from what he's seen so far in the week, but knows the Cyclones have to finish strong. Sunday, and it's the manager's report. That's next here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
August 4th is Italian night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night and have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Happy Sunday from Dutchess Stadium. The Brooklyn Cyclones wrap up the series with the Hudson Valley Renegades. And just like every Sunday, we chat with the manager, Luis Rivera, whose voice may tell us how he's feeling about this series. How have you been feeling about the series over the first five games?
No, I'm feeling great. The guys are doing a good job. The pitching is doing their job too. And the offensive part of the game, we have been scoring runs in the right moments, and we have been successfully in the games.
How emotional has this week been for everybody?
Oh, it's a lot of, you know, it is our game's always close, a lot of energy, intense. I don't know, maybe it's because, I don't know, Yankees and Mets always that rival, but yeah, it's close game in close games and good teams. It's always gonna be tension, and the games are gonna be intense. We both are good teams, and when both teams are good, those are the type of games we're gonna have.
So you jump into first place last night. You're actually one game under 500 overall. So have you seen this team kind of transform over the last few weeks?
Great. I think that our team always have a good chemistry. We get along, we practice hard, but right now the team is playing well. The team, they know we're right there, we're fighting for first place. Everybody knows that. We talk about it as a team. Everybody's hungry. Everybody is doing their job individually as a team, and it's showing up,
especially in this series, staying aggressive, knowing that runs are at a premium sometimes, seeing guys trying to steal, move ahead on wild pitches. You like that? How much do you like that aggressive approach, especially in this series?
Good. We have to create situation. We have to create runs. Putting ourselves in a situation to score and to be successful. I'm trying to be very aggressive on the bases, especially when I see that offensively we're not doing it. You know, sometimes we start slow offensively, and then progressively we become more aggressive. But when we're not being that aggressive offensively, I try to steal bases, get the extra bases, send guys to home play, even though it might be out, but we find a way to be safe and, you know, create different scenarios to become successful and be more aggressive.
Yeah, and how much pressure do you think that puts on other teams like Hudson Valley, knowing that even though they might throw a guy out here and there, you're just not going to stop?
Yeah, they must be thinking, oh, these guys are going to run, these guys are going to get the extra bases. So when a team is like that, what happens is that the defensive part of the game get rushed, you know. They try to do too much, and then when errors start coming or bad throws are, you know, happening, and it's just a, like, base running is part of your offense, so they work together. So when you go to first base, you become a base runner, and you have to, you know, do things the right way and run hard to create something to happen.
On the pitching side, you had Dom Hamill with a great start. Carson Seymour had a great start. Luis Moreno was phenomenal. What have you seen from your starters just specifically?
Like I said, they have been doing a good job. The preparation that they're doing with the pitching coach, A.H. Seager, is off the chart. They have been doing a good job, so the work is showing up, and everybody knows the situation that we are, that we were fighting for first place, that this series was very important for us, and everybody's preparing themselves the best they can be.
Mm-hmm. Nick Swak, he's been unbelievable. I mean, he had given up two earned runs or fewer in all of his outings. Yesterday, he finally gives up three. Of course, the world is not going to end now that he gave up three runs, but just what a great stretch was that.
It was great. He's been dealing. He's been pitching very, very well. He has a pretty good idea pitching. He knows himself. He knows what he can bring to to the game. And yes, yesterday he was doing great. Just the last, in the fifth inning, I think he got a little bit tired, left some pitches right there, and you know, he got a couple of hits, but he did a great job for us. He left the game winning, so he did a very good job for us. He kept us in the game, and good pitcher get hit sometimes, so I don't worry about that.
And then Junior Santos going out there, and I'm sure, like you said, in first place now, everybody knows it. What did you say to him maybe after Tuesday's outing where he just goes two-thirds of an inning, or what did AJ say to him just to trying to get his mind right for today?
Well, you know, just to not to change anything, just attack the strike zone a little bit more. I think that's what happened on the first start. He was a little bit around the zone and then behind the count, and then he had to come, you know, right there in the middle, and he got hit a little bit. But I think now he's going to make the adjustment. We have been talking to him, AJ's have been talking to him, and I think today's going to be different.
That is Luis Rivera, who hasn't lost his voice totally yet, but this series is kind of draining it for him. It is Game 6 coming up next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
I'm The Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette.
The Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cyclones Triple Play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to BrooklynRoasting.com.
Cyclones pregame continues here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network ahead of first pitch at 2:05 between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Cyclones at 17-12 on the second half, half a game up on second place Hudson Valley at 16-12. Cyclones have an opportunity to win the series this afternoon and take 4 of 6 against Hudson Valley. That a tall task in any series, especially with first place on the line and on the road. Cyclones gunning for just their second road series victory this afternoon. They'll hand the ball over to Junior Santos against Blaine Abeda. Junior looking for that bounce back start after a rough outing on Tuesday that saw him pulled after just 2 outs. Did not make it out of the first inning. Luis Rivera saying that doesn't have to change much. Continue to prepare the same way and attack the zone. Felt like he was around it a little bit when he talked to Keith, get behind and got hit, and confident that he will make the adjustments. The Cyclones looking for that and to try and make it 3 in a row to close out the series against Hudson Valley. Before we get you back over to Keith for lineups and first pitch, take a look around the Mets minor league report. Syracuse fell to Omaha 6-3 yesterday. Connor Gray suffered the loss after allowing 3 earned runs in 5 innings. Mark Vientos smacked a pinch hit solo home run after coming in for Kramer Robinson in the 7th. Has 3 homers in his last 6 games. And Francisco Alvarez laced his 4th double since joining Syracuse at AAA
He has 6 extra base hits and 11 driven in since July 4th. Devin Marrero hit an RBI single in the 9th inning for Syracuse in the losing effort. At Double A, Binghamton lost to New Hampshire 5-4. Jose Buto went 4 2/3, allowed 4 hits, 3 earned, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts, and a pair of homers allowed. Has struck out 6 or more in 11 of 19 games this season. Antonio Santos was charged with the loss after allowing the game-tying and go-ahead runs in an inning and 2/3 of work. His final line, 4 hits, 2 earned, 2 walks, and a strikeout. And Ronnie Mauricio had his second multi-hit game in 3 days with a pair of singles, 2-for-4. Also came around to score and stole a base. At low A, St. Lucie shut out Palm Beach 2-0. Tanner Murphy drove in the only 2 runs of the game with a solo homer and an RBI single. Omar De Los Santos stole his 49th base of the season after drawing a walk in the 2nd inning. He leads the Florida State League with 49 stolen bases, 17 more than 2nd place. He has been really incredible. And Tony Dibrol has not allowed a run in 4 games this season, allowed just 1 hit in 2 innings with a walk and 3 strikeouts for St. Lucie. So, pretty good day for the Mets organization when Brooklyn is rolling, and that is what they are trying to see again this afternoon. Cyclones with an opportunity to take 4 of 6 from Hudson Valley on a beautiful day from Dutchess Stadium. Sun shining down, Brooklyn in the road grays, and Hudson Valley in the Copa uniforms with colors everywhere. Let Keith tell you about those as we send it over to him for lineups and baseball right around the corner here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Throwing me under the bus here, trying to figure out how to put this rainbow together. The lineups today are brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn, near Barclays Center. Located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan, Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn, well, that's a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. Brooklyn comes in first place in the North Division of the South Atlantic League, and the only way they can stay in first place is if they win today. Coming in 17-12, Hudson Valley right behind them at 16-12. Luis Rivera has Rowdy Jordan leading off, playing left field. The second batter, DH Stanley Consuegra, and the three-man right fielder, Alex Ramirez. Nick Gattis hits cleanup. He's at second base today, followed by Jose Peroza, who finds himself in the RBI spot, that 5 spot in the lineup, playing third. Jalen Palmer celebrating his 22nd birthday today. He's in center field batting 6th. The catcher, Jose Mena, who has thrown out a couple of base runners in this series, he bats 7th. Joe Swazi hits 8th. He's at first base today. You'll notice no JT Schwartz. Just giving him the day. Yesterday hit by a pitch, came out of the game, and they give him an extra day, a little sore today. So Swazi is at first. Sherman Newton at shortstop batting 9th with Junior Santos on the mound. Mentioned Hudson Valley a half game behind Brooklyn. Tyson Blazer has shortstop Trey Sweeney leading off, followed by the catcher, switch hitter Anthony Sigler. Then Jason Dominguez kept quiet in this series. The center fielder bats 3rd. Cooper Bowman hits cleanup. He's at second base. Tyler Hartman at the hot corner playing 3rd. T.J. Rumfield, the lefty first baseman, bats 6th, and the bottom 3. Spencer Henson, the DH, he's batting 7th. James Nelson, the right fielder, bats 8th. And Aaron Polensky, he's in left field tonight, batting 9th with Blaine Abeda on the mound. That's a look at the lineups. When we get back from the Dutch, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one in the right. Down the line, it is gone. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Look at up, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field. Left fielder going back up against the screen.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez, he ties the game with 2 down here at the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Dutchess Stadium in Wappingers Falls, New York, for one last game at this ballpark this year, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. The Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, take on the Hudson Valley Renegades. The New York Yankees, high A affiliate, on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon in upstate New York. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Ratt. Wappingers Falls, New York, 85 degrees. Not much of a wind, but it is just a little bit cooler on this gorgeous sunny Sunday. Cyclones, they're in first place. They won 8 of 10, 10 of 14. Meanwhile, Hudson Valley, the bird's eye view. The Renegades have lost 5 of their last 12 games. And the Cyclones, though, even though those numbers say some bigger things and should say, oh, the Cyclones have a pretty good chance today. Every single day it changes in this series. But Brooklyn in really good shape, playing with a lot of confidence. We went back and forth, win-loss, win-loss. But the Cyclones find themselves having won Friday's game, Saturday's game, building momentum in this series to try to take 4 out of 6. Brooklyn today taking on Blaine Abeyta. Saw Abeyta come in on Tuesday. Probably wasn't supposed to pitch, but that early trade in the week where Andrew Benintendi came over from Kansas City, the Yankees shipped out 3 pitchers. 2 of them were supposed to pitch in this series, T.J. Sikkema, Beck Way. They went moving along, so Abeyta thrown in on the Sunday to wrap up the series. This Rowdy Jordan from the left side. First pitch, caught on and missed for strike one, and we're underway. Jordan at 273. He had some game last night. 3 hits, including a triple. The 0-1. Catches the lettuce with the breaking ball, swoops in for strike two. Jordan at 273, 2 homers, 27 RBIs, 370 on base. Abeyta high kick, the righty's 0-2, missed outside. 1 ball, 2 strikes. So Nick gave me the task. Here's my best. They are the Hudson Valley Renegades, but today is their Copa Day, celebrating Latin American heritage and culture in baseball. So they have alternate jerseys and an alternate identity. Abeyta's 1-2 to Rowdy. Missed way outside. Almost slipped out of his hand. 2 balls and 2 strikes. They are the Fenomenos and Mascarados. And the reason that they are that is because their old mascot, before the Yankees came around, long story short, was a raccoon. And so kind of the raccoon, the masked villain, if you will. Here comes the 2-2. Breaking ball missed outside. Jordan goes from 0-2 to 3-2. Well, they say with the white pinstripe Yankee pants, but it's a black jersey. The sleeves are different. A teal shoulder down to a red to wrap up the sleeve. And a tri-colored hat. 3-2, excuse me. Breaking ball in there for strike three. And Jordan strikes out looking to start the game. So a lot of colors on the field. Black, teal, red. And Fenomenos written across the chest in capital letters in white. Aaron Polensky stands in that jersey in left field. Jason Dominguez in center. James Nelson in right. Hardman, Sweeney, Bowman, and Rumfield around the diamond, third to first. First pitch to Stanley Consuegra. The righty fouls it into the seats down the first baseline for a strike one. Anthony Sigler catching the final game of the series. Last night it was Narvaez. He and Sigler kind of been splitting it over the 6 games. Consuegra had a home run last night. Here comes the 0-1. And this is popped up and into the crowd again behind home. Strike two.
20 games for Consuegra. He is just kicking the door down at high A. OPS better than 800. 263 batting average, 337 on base. Nine doubles, a triple, and three home runs in 20 games. The 0-2 slider got him swinging. That's his kryptonite, though. Sliders and a beta, that's what he does really, really well. Now, against the Cyclones, he's a lot better. Against the league, his strikeout rate is 21%, but in the five games he's thrown against Brooklyn, it jumps a little bit to 32%. So a whale of a number against the Cyclones head-to-head. Here's Ramirez with two outs, a beta deals, and a slider cut on and missed for strike one. No score, top of the first inning. Base is empty for Alex. 19 Brooklyn games under his belt. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Another slider, a little bit up. Strike two. Alex at 293. Three homers, 16 driven in, 357 on base. Yesterday, a single in five trips. Skinny right-handed hitter wearing sunglasses. Pinwheels the bat once. Abeta's 0-2. Breaking ball, strike three called. And Ramirez takes one up and in. Didn't think so. But Abeta with a really good start. Couldn't ask for anything better. He strikes out the side to start this Sunday matinee. And we go to the bottom of the first inning from the Dutch. Hudson Valley coming to the plate next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones Triple Play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Blaine Abeta struck out the side in the top of the first inning, so now it is Junior Santos' turn. He opens up the game, and boy, this first inning, all eyes on him. Junior on Tuesday started the game and did not make it out of the first inning. Tied for the shortest outing of his career, the 20-year-old went just two-thirds. First pitch to Trey Sweeney, the lefty, and Junior misses outside with ball one. Junior hadn't gone two-thirds, not knocked out in the first inning since he was 17 years old. 1-0. Sweeney fouls it back to the net, and it's a ball and a strike. So heard from Luis Rivera on the pregame show today, just asking Junior not to do anything different. Prepare the same way, same approach, just attack the zone, fill it up. Don't be timid. Go right after these hitters. One ball, one strike. Santos uncorks, and the pitch looped into right field. It sends Ramirez back at the track. Ramirez at the wall, makes the catch for the first out. Sweeney was at 235, 10 homers, 43 RBIs, 329 on base. For the Cyclones defensively, Ramirez is in right today. Jalen Palmer in center, Rowdy Jordan in left. In the infield, Jose Mena catches, Jose Peroza at third. Newton and Gaddis are up the middle, and Joe Swazi at first. One down for Sigler, switch hitter batting left. Santos steals, and the two-seamer missed outside, ball one. Go back to Tuesday's game. Sweeney and Sigler went single double. So it started out a little bit better today. High kick, the 1-0. Sigler slams one in the air to left center field. Jordan and Palmer come together. Palmer on the run makes the catch. And there are two away. And, Nick, a little bit of a smoother start for Junior Santos.
Well, he got the two outs much more quickly than he did back on Tuesday. And Junior has had trouble in this first inning. Talked about it last couple of starts, an 8.60 ERA in the first compared to much lower second, third, and fourth innings. So good to see him off to a better start.
Here's Dominguez. Pitch. Missed outside. Ball one. No score. Bottom of the first inning. Junior making his fifth start against Hudson Valley. He has an ERA of 9 against these guys over the first four starts. The 1-0, Dominguez fouls back the heat. It's a ball and a strike. Jason, 8 games, 7 for 32. 2 for 20 in the series. Had two hits, though, on Tuesday against Cyclones pitching. Junior's 1-1. Dominguez lines one to left field. Jordan glides over into a jog, makes the catch shy of the track. And Santos, three fly balls, three outs, but more importantly, out of the first inning with ease. We go to the second on this gorgeous Sunday at the Dutch. Game six of a six-game set on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
That's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Second inning from Dutchess Stadium. No score between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Mets and the Yankees affiliate. Final game of this series. One more six-game set coming from Maimonides Park in a couple of weeks. Well, these games are so big. I mean, how many times have we said that in this series? But they are. Direct hits. The Cyclones enter today's game with a half-game lead over the Gates. Blaine DeBeto, 1-2-3 first inning. Actually struck out the side. Junior Santos had a 1-2-3 bottom of the first. So now Gattis, Peroza, and Palmer throw their hats into the ring against Blaine DeBeto. Righty against righty. First toss to Nick Gattis. Takes the fastball upstairs for ball one. Nick at 205. Has hit six homers and driven in 33. The on base at 344. Abeda's 1-0. Fastball catches the letters for a strike. And at least at the beginning of this game, Ethan Gorsak has allowed some real estate at the top of the zone for the pitchers. Pick up some high strikes. 1-1. Gattis pops it up off first. Rumfield backpedaling, shy of right field, makes the one-hand catch for the first out.
And certainly makes it much more difficult for hitters to try and find a groove. A lot of them have talked about, especially in the Cyclones order, finding good pitches to hit, controlling the strike zone when it expands a little bit, put in a difficult spot.
So now Peroza. He stands in. No score, top two. Right-handed swinger. Abeda softly taps the feet, goes home. And the fastball across the outside corner catches for a strike. Peroza on base at 301. Had three hits last night. Batting average at 223. Five homers, 29 ribbies. The 0-1 fouled sharply into the net down the first baseline. Strike two. So Abeda's seen the Cyclones a lot. He's been in the league since day one. Broke camp with these guys. Second year in the Yankees organization. Was a non-drafted free agent signing out of Nevada. Grew up, though, in California. The 0-2. Breaking ball a little bit high. Peroza takes for ball one. Overall, the strikeout rate at 21%, the walk rate at 10%, and the FIP 4.26. But mentioned that 32% strikeout rate just against Brooklyn. The 1-2 caught on and missed, and he's got another one. So Peroza strikes out. Abeda has fanned four of the five. And Brooklyn's game plan against Abeda is kind of the same as it is against many of the Yankees pitchers. They have that same identity. If you can identify that slider and you make the slider a non-factor, you have good success against sometimes a flat fastball. But Abeda's got it all working so far. Here's Palmer. First toss his way. Misses up and in for ball one. Palmer celebrating his 22nd birthday today. He is the Mets' number 14 prospect, hitting at 179 with seven home runs. The 1-0. Fastball just missed low. Ball two. Palmer driven in 25, getting on base at a 312 clip. No score, top two. Base is empty, two outs. Abeda's 2-0. Slider missed up and in. Ball three. Mentioned Palmer with those home runs. He has taken the Renegades deep four times. And the only guy that's taken Abeda deep this year. Abeda lunges home with a 3-0 and misses all the way outside. So you wonder if that was in the back of his mind. Looked really good against Jordan Consuegra, Ramirez, Gattison, Peroza. Taking names. But four pitches all out of the zone against Palmer, who's down to first.
Yeah, certainly didn't attack with the same ferocity that we saw through the first inning and two outs into the second. But always some hesitation, especially when two-out walk doesn't necessarily kill you if you can get the next hitter.
Here's Mena, seven-man in the lineup. Pitch. The righty taps the slider to short. Sweeney to his left. Slide. Stops it. Throws to second. Just ahead of Palmer sliding in. Trey Sweeney showing off the leather on the 6-4 put out at second base. No runs, no hits, a walk, one man left. We're done with an inning and a half in the series finale. No score between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley from the Dutch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
On a Sunday in Wappingers Falls, New York, we head to the bottom of the second. No score. Pitchers have kept it in control. Junior Santos and Blaine Abeda off to great starts this afternoon. Final game of the series. Cyclones win today. We will have split the 24 games of what is a total of 30 between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. So right now the Gates have won 12. Clones have won 11. Junior faces Cooper Bowman. First pitch. The righty second baseman takes a slider strike. Nothing and one. Santos definitely working with a better pace today with Mena back there. The 0-1. Slider down low. Bowman takes, and it's a ball and a strike. Three flyouts in the first inning. Nods yet at the sign. Here comes the 1-1. And the slider spins off the plate. Ball two. Bowman, the on-base at 347. He's hit eight home runs and driven in 35. Batting average, 127 points lower at 220. Next toss pins the outside corner with oomph. That was 94 on the screen in left center field, which the teams, at least on the Mets side, they've said it's definitely 2 miles an hour slower. But instead of Nick and I doing some math, we'll just tell you what we see. So Santos throwing pretty hard. 2-2 in the dirt. Junior strikeout rate at 20%. The walk rate at 10%. His FIP under 4, 3.78. Ground ball rate at 60%. Terrific. Just trying to get ground balls in this game. 3-2. Chop foul at home plate. Santos has a sinker baller with a strikeout rate below average. Trying to keep the ball down. The Renegades, their game plan, very Yankees, very home run-like. Not try to keep the ball on the ground. They want to lift everything to the warning track and to the wall. Payoff pitch. Strike three, caught at the knees. Bowman winces in pain. He did not like Gorsuch's call. Tyson Blazer with his hands on his hips at third, head cocked to the side. And Santos gets the first down in the bottom of the second inning.
Well, I think that's the zone today. Maybe a little bit off the outside corner, but everything's called a strike. Bowman needing to protect, but good execution by Santos.
Here's Tyler Hardman for the right side. Santos rocks and winds, deals the first pitch. It's in there for a strike. Hardman, the big righty third baseman, a whopping 13 homers and 48 RBIs. The 0-1, slider off the plate, one ball, one strike. Batting average at .249, on base at .323. Slight open stance. The 1-1, missed away with another slider for ball two. Santos mentioned the four starts against Hudson Valley. Only one really, really good one. The 2-1. That catches the outside corner. Great run to that pitch. Santos throwing it to the outside edge. Hardman thinks it's going to stay off. And at the last second, a little bit of horizontal movement back over the outside corner. The twist and the 2-2. Popped up in the infield behind the mound. Santos has a chance at it, but it drops. And the Cyclones have no play. Three converged on it. It was Gaddis coming down from second. Swazi over from first. And Santos a little bit hesitant getting off the mound. Pitchers kind of want to get out of the way. And then realize maybe a bit late that he was the only guy in the area. And it drops for a Hardman hit.
Way to rope it. Tyler Hardman got all that one. No, it's sometimes you just got to get lucky.
Hardman, the first base runner for the Renegades. Here's the lefty, T.J. Rumfield. Throw over, Hardman leaning. He's back in safely. Good throw from Junior, and Swazi put the tag on. Hardman had hopped and taken an extra hop towards second as Santos threw over. So the timing was great. Just didn't work out for an out. First pitch to Rumfield. Dots the outside corner with 92 for a strike. Mentioned that one great outing for Santos. Two runs over five at Maimonides Park. But everything else, the other three against Hudson Valley, not great. From the chest, the 0-1. Changeup missed away. Ball and a strike. We're scoreless under the sunshine in the bottom of the second inning with one out. Harmon at first. Rumfield at the plate at .298 in 21 games. Two homers, 15 ribbies, .375 on base. Next toss, caught and a miss. Hardman in front of the changeup. Strike two. Junior, a top 30 Mets prospect, number 16 according to Pipeline, 17 according to Baseball America. Just 20 years old from Santiago in the Dominican. 1-2. Swing and a miss. 94 on the outside corner, and Rumfield went chasing. So good to see Santos come up with a strikeout on the fastball. And Hardman stays put at first.
And like Luis Rivera talked about, much more aggressive in the zone this time around. Could see him nibbling a bit back on Tuesday when he did come in behind in the count. Gave up some hard contact. None of that today. He has been aggressive.
This brings up the big righty. Designated hitter, Spencer Henson. Santos spins and throws over. Hardman back in. Now Hardman, after he almost got caught leaning, has taken very small leads since then. Henson is not played every day, kind of sparingly. Hitting at 207 with 8 homers and 30 RBIs. 304 on base. Slide step pitch. And it nabs the outside corner at 94 for strike one. Left side of the infield is back. Peroza and Newton. Gattis, the second baseman, shaded up the middle. The 0-1. Slider off the plate. Henson takes, and it's a ball and a strike. Henson has struggled in this season series, hitting just 132. Strikeout rate of 36%. The 1-1, right down the middle. Change up, strike two. Hardman strides off first. Swazi holding him on. Junior trying to get out of the inning. The 1-2, way outside. Backhand snag by Jose Mena. 2 balls and 2 strikes. This would be a big hill to get over for Junior Santos. As we've seen his development over this season, early struggles in April and early May, getting better and better as the year's gone on. 2-2, chop foul at home plate. Just that hurdle is getting through this rivalry, this matchup with Hudson Valley. Again, the ERA of 9 over 4 starts. Okay. 2-2. Henson takes outside with a fastball. And that one on the board said 96, so 98 miles an hour from Junior. Picks up the rosin, gives it a little squeeze. He fires it back down into the dirt behind him. He's ready to roll. Runner at first base, 2 outs. The 3-2 pitch. Missed outside. Check swing, but Henson did not go around. So Junior walks Spencer Henson. Again, a guy who's not hit really well in the series. And here's James Nelson as the bottom of the second inning continues. And A.J. Sager out. And as he walks out, Cyclones have the bullpen up. And this is a situation where they have the bullpen up just because Junior has thrown a lot of pitches, but also this series with Junior and head-to-head with Hudson Valley, they don't want to let anything spring on them too quickly, even with 2 outs.
Yeah, trying to find that consistent release point. He has been more attacking and helped a little bit by a wider strike zone. But that slinging arm action is sometimes difficult to contain and streamline, and that's what A.J. Sager and the Cyclones coaching staff is working with Junior on. Also, so much movement on the sinker, so sometimes can be a bit sporadic trying to stay in the zone. But no doubt, don't want to lose Henson because Nelson's been pretty good in this series.
James hitting at 230 with a 375 on base. No score, bottom two. Pitch. Nelson takes a fastball strike at the knees. Now, Junior had an 8-pitch first inning. That last pitch to Nelson, his 24th of this inning. 2 strikeouts and an infield single and a walk. The 0-1. Nelson taps it foul at home plate. Little in front of the changeup. So Junior ahead 0-2 after A.J. Sager went out there, sprinkled a little pitching coach magic. Santos leaning in, arm dangling. Mena flashes the sign. Junior says yes and stands tall at that 6-7 frame. 0-2. Slider low. Nelson held the bat back. James Nelson, 1 home run. 20 RBIs. And that Nelson home run came against the Cyclones. Junior's 1-2. Tap foul down third. And over towards the sidewall, a fan leaning over the front wall, couldn't snag it. And Tyson Blazer comes over to pick it up. We'll see if he rewards the fan. He threw it to the kid next to him instead. Sorry, buddy. This is New York. Got to make the plays. You're going to hear about it if you don't. 1-2. Strike three call got him looking. Junior Santos, big out. And he gets through a scoreless second inning. That zone is a little wide today, but the pitchers don't mind. We go to the third. Nothing for Brooklyn, nothing for Hudson Valley. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We move on to the third inning from Wappingers Falls. No score between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Game six to conclude this six-game set, with first place once again on the line. Cyclones winning back-to-back games to take a half-game lead over Hudson Valley and a chance to win their second road series of the season against a quality opponent this afternoon, trying to get something started against Blaine Abeda, who has won over the minimum through two. Walked Jalen Palmer on four pitches in the second, but came back to get Jose Mena on a ground out. So Abeda finishing up his warm-up tosses will face Joe Swazi, Shervin Newton, and then back to the top of the Cyclones order with Rowdy Jordan in this top of the third. Cyclones offense has been much improved this time around against Hudson Valley, putting together some good at-bats, and Luis Rivera has been pleased with the way that his group is working, scoring runs in the right situations. Swazi digs in, upright stance right side. Swing and a miss at the first pitch. A fastball on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Joe Swazi at 223. Five homers and 24 RBIs. Abeda winds. Righty's 0-1. Tap foul at home plate. Nothing at 2. Swazi playing for the second time in this series. Got the DH day yesterday. Was 2-for-5. With an RBI triple, scored twice. Been really impressive the way that he has been able to stay locked in despite the sporadic playing time. 8 for his last 24, reached in 7 of 8. Leans back in the upright stance, right side. 0-2 pitch from Abeda. Fastball up and away, 1-2. Swazi slugging at 538 in the month of July, after just a 302 mark in June. Abeda, the glove over the face, winds, 1-2. Swazi pops it foul, left side now to play, count holds. But that has been a constant throughout this Cyclones lineup. Have done a really nice job in this series against the Hudson Valley pitching staff that had given them lots of trouble coming into this series. Time called as Swazi steps out. Ball and two strikes on the Cyclones first baseman this afternoon, leading off the top of the third inning against Blaine Abeda. 1-2. Swazi powers it back to the screen. Count holds. 1-2. But Luis Rivera talking pregame as part of the manager's report, saying that this series has had lots of energy, intense, close games. It's going to happen when you got two good teams vying for first place. Going to be tension. 1-2. Swazi lifts a fly ball right field. Nelson drifting back a couple of steps. Settles in front of the warning track and makes the catch off the left shoulder for the first out of the inning. Six pitch at bat for Swazi, but down on the flyout. And with one away, here's Shervin Newton. Cyclone shortstop, open stance, batting from the left side is a switch hitter against a Beta. First pitch, fastball up and away, 1-0. Shervin Newton at 192, four homers, 26 RBIs, on base at 305, has mashed in this series. 1-0. Newton cuts and misses over a changeup, one ball and one strike. On base three more times yesterday, 2-for-4 with a run driven in. He's 5-for-13, walked four times in this series. So impressive against Hudson Valley. 1-1. Tap foul at home plate. 1-2. Newton, a four-game hitting streak, has reached in seven of his last nine plate appearances. 304 hitter against Hudson Valley with the OPS just under 1,100. 1-2. Fastball called strike three outside corner. Newton down looking. Fifth punch out for Blaine Abeda. And there are two gone. That zone continuing to offer a little bit off the outside corner for pitchers. Shervin Newton didn't like the call, but it's been the way that Ethan Gorsak has officiated it this afternoon. Here's Rowdy Jordan, first pitch in off the plate. It's 1-0. Cyclones left fielder struck out looking his first time. Bats with the bases clear, two out, scoreless ball game, top of the third. Abeda winds, ready's 1-0. Fastball off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. Rowdy Jordan riding a six-game hitting streak into play this afternoon. Hits in seven of eight games off the IL and has been impressive in this series. 7-for-17. 2-0. Breaking ball, called strike outside edge. 2-1. And that has really been the difference in the Brooklyn offense, especially against Hudson Valley in this series. Jordan, seven hits. Consuegra, six hits. Ramirez with five. 1-2-3 in the order. 2-1. Tapped in front of the mound. A Beta to the left. Fields and flips over to first in time to close out the inning. Blaine Abeda continuing to get weak contact. Cyclones scoreless through three. We are done with 2.5. No score between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. The Sunday finale on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
I'm The Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette,
the Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Brooklyn nothing, Hudson Valley nothing as we go to the bottom of the third from Dutchess Stadium. Nick DeLuca, Keith Ratt here with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Appreciate you taking some of your Sunday afternoon and spending it with us. Cyclones with an opportunity to win their second road series of the season and walk out of Dutchess Stadium, winners of 4 of 6, and in first place in the South Atlantic League North Division with a win today. Aaron Polenski digs in against Junior Santos. First pitch sinker off the outside corner. It's 1-0. Polenski at 242, 7 homers, 22 RBIs. OPS just a touch under 800. 1-0 fastball off the outside edge. 2 balls, no strikes. Polenski playing for the second time in this series. Was 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored back on Wednesday. 2-0 from Santos. Sinker off the outside corner. 3 balls, no strikes. The struggles early on in ball games have been well documented. Talked about it for Junior. Had 1-2-3 first. Got out of trouble in the second. 3-0. Sinker splits the plate. 3-1. This has been the portion of the ball game that Santos has really found his groove. Rocks into the motion. 3-1. Sinker strike outside edge and the count full. Santos striking out the side around a base hit on the infield and a Spencer Henson walk in the second. Payoff. Sinker called strike 3 outside corner. Froze Polenski. Fourth strikeout for Santos. Can tell that he is in much more rhythm this afternoon. In the words of encouragement, working from his manager, Luis Rivera. One down, back to the top of the order. Here's Trey Sweeney. First pitch. Sinker strike inside corner. Nothing and one. Sweeney flew out to the warning track in right field his first time. Santos, the 0-1. Breaking ball, called strike inside corner. Nothing and two. Luis Rivera talking to Santos ahead of this one, saying that don't want to change too much. Know that it wasn't the start that he wanted on Tuesday. 0-2, check swing off the outside corner. Sweeney held off. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Just make that minor adjustment. Attack the zone. Felt like he was a little hesitant on Tuesday. Fell behind in the count and had to make some tough pitches. 1-2, Sweeney squibs it fair down the third baseline against the shifted Cyclones infield, and it's an excuse me infield single for Trey Sweeney. The swinging bunt rolling up the third baseline. Peroza playing towards shortstop on that left side, and the hesitation about whether it would stay fair or veer foul, but it remained true, and Trey Sweeney with the infield single to put a runner aboard with one out for Anthony Sigler in the Renegades' third. First pitch, wave and a miss. Sigler chased a high sinker at 94. 0-1. Sigler flew out to center his first time. Santos, the straight front leg, holds the set at the letters. 0-1. Sinker upstairs. 1 ball, 1 strike. Can tell that Junior has been much more aggressive around the zone against Hudson Valley in start two in this series. Luis saying he was confident that Junior would make the adjustment. Looks like he has. 1-1. Wave and a miss by Sigler. Off-balance hack ahead of a changeup at 86 on the outer half of the plate. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Brooklyn nothing. Hudson Valley nothing as we play in the bottom of the third. Sweeney leads from first with one out. Santos lowers the glove from the shoulders to the letters. Before the 1-2, will throw over Swazi, having to get off the bag and lunge to keep the throw in front of him. Santos, right arm hanging, taps the toe to the set. 1-2. Sinker off the outside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cyclones have gotten such good starting pitching in this series. Brooklyn starters after the clunker by Santos on Tuesday, a 1.61 ERA in the next four. 2-2. Sigler, line drive, left field, chasing Jordan back to the warning track. He makes the catch underneath the video board. Trey Sweeney retreats to first, 2 down. Good pop the opposite way from Anthony Sigler. Rowdy Jordan didn't have to move much, but also didn't have a ton of room out there in left field. underneath that orange sign for Granite Inspection Group. Two away, here's Jason Dominguez. First pitch, pops it foul, left side out of play, nothing and one. Dominguez struck the ball well his first time in the first, but lined out towards left field. Sweeney off first, two down, no score, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. 0-1. Sinker off the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Jason Dominguez trying to get back on track. It's been a rough series for the 19-year-old phenom. Just 2 for 21 with 7 strikeouts. 1-1. Change up called strike inside corner, 1-2. Tyson Blazer saying that with any guy that comes here with those type of expectations, the ceiling is just so high. I think everybody looks at that. Important to remember how young he is. 1-2. Dominguez with a high fly ball down the left field line, twisting foul and out of play. Blazer saying sometimes it's almost unfair to put the huge expectations on Dominguez. All expect a lot in the Yankees organization. But even if he can't reach that, he's still going to be a really darn good ball player. 1-2. Sinker off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Making a pretty good point that the ceiling being so high leaves a lot of room for him to be a productive player. 2-2. Sinker off the outside corner. And after falling behind, Dominguez is worth the count back full. Sweeney aboard at first with two down. Brooklyn nothing, Hudson Valley nothing. Sunday finale. And a beautiful afternoon for baseball here at Dutchess Stadium. Pretty good crowd on hand. Payoff pitch. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Dominguez threw a sinker at 94. Junior Santos picks up his fifth punch out to close out Hudson Valley in the third. No harm done on the infield single by Sweeney. We head to the fourth. No score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Two, three, and four in the Cyclones' order. Consuegra, Ramirez, and Gattis against Blaine Abeda as we head to the fourth inning. Scoreless between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Cyclones looking to take 4 of 6 and first place from Hudson Valley here at Dutchess Stadium. But are looking to get into the hit column against Blaine Abeda this afternoon. First pitch, Consuegra. Lifts a high pop on the infield. It's the catcher Sigler in foul ground up the first baseline to make the one-handed catch. And Stanley Consuegra is down swinging at the first pitch here in the fourth inning. Blaine Abeda continues to roll. Just one over the minimum into this top of the fourth inning. A Jalen Palmer two-out walk in the second. Here's Alex Ramirez, first pitch. Ramirez drives the ball deep center field. Dominguez back to the warning track. It is gone. Alex Ramirez to dead center. How about that pop for his fourth home run at High A, and Brooklyn on the board first. It's 1-0, top four. That ball was launched directly over that 400 sign in dead center field, and it was on a line. How about that power from the 19-year-old? Here's Nick Gattis. Check swing, foul ball back to the screen, nothing and one. And Alex Ramirez just keeps on raking. Five-game hitting streak reached in 11 straight. Now 16 driven in his last 10, and a sixth hit in this series against Hudson Valley in 20 tries. So Brooklyn strikes first, 1-0, top four. 0-1 to Gattis. Fastball off the outside corner, 1-1. Gattis popped out his first time, and the Cyclones' power surge in this series continues as well. One one. Gattis tips it foul at home plate. One ball and two strikes. Cyclones through the first 18 matchups with Hudson Valley heading into this series, slugging just .588. And in this series, how about a 15th extra base hit? OPS pushing .775. Alex Ramirez been a catalyst as a part of that resurgence. 1-2. Gattis pops it foul right side, now to play. Count remains a ball and two strikes. Abeda works from the first base side of the rubber. Winds in the 1-2. Fastball upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Talked to Alex Ramirez earlier this week, and he said he is just looking to continue to have a good approach and improve every day. Certainly have seen that since he has come up to High A. 2-2. Fastball in off the plate, and the count full on Nick Gattis. So much made of the matchup with Ramirez and Dominguez for the first time here at High A. Said that doesn't pay much attention to that at all. 3-2. Breaking ball in off the plate, and Gattis works another good plate appearance. Was behind 0-2 and battles all the way back for a one-out walk. Gattis aboard with a run in for Brooklyn to take a 1-0 lead, top four. Here's Jose Peroza. Cyclones third baseman, open stance right side. First pitch. Bouncing ball right side, fielded by Bowman. Flipped to Sweeney at second for one. Return to first in time. Double play. 4-6-3 to close out Brooklyn in the top of the fourth inning. But the Cyclones on the board first this afternoon. Alex Ramirez goes deep to dead center. His fourth homer at High A. We're through 3.5 from Dutchess Stadium. Brooklyn 1, Hudson Valley nothing on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
August 4th is Italian night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night. And have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Brooklyn Brooklyn's 19-year-old has given the Cyclones a 1-0 lead. Alex Ramirez with his fourth home run at high A with a line drive dead center field homer over the 400 sign here at Dutchess Stadium. And for the first time this afternoon, Junior Santos back to work with a lead against 4, 5, and 6 in the Hudson Valley order. Bowman, Hardman, and Rumfield. Bowman digs in, first pitch, swing and a miss, hit a sinker tailing down and in. It's nothing and one. Cooper Bowman struck out looking his first time. Top 30 prospect of the Yankees organization, 0-1, wave and a miss, hit a slider tailing down and away. No balls, two strikes. Bowman has really struggled in this series, 0-15 with 11 strikeouts. Struck out now 9 straight games. Santos winds 0-2. Bowman bouncing ball, left side foul, wide to third. Count remains, no balls, two strikes. 22-year-old, fourth round pick of the Yankees in 2021 out of Rapid City, South Dakota. 0-2. Change up low, 1-2. Things a little bit different out there. Did not play high school baseball, all Legion ball. That's how it got discovered. 1-2. Pitch in the dirt, 2-2. Said that it was a great place to play and that the competition level was really good. Just difficult area of the country for scouts to get to. 2-2. Bowman bouncing ball, this time fair inside third. Backhand Peroza, long throw on target to first. One up, one down for Junior Santos in the bottom of the fourth. One away in the Renegades fourth. Here's Tyler Hardman. Open stance right side. First pitch swinging. Lifts a high fly ball left field. Jordan back in front of the warning track. Settles and make the catch off the left shoulder for the second out. So Junior Santos finding a groove. Three scoreless. Getting through that first inning. And looking a lot more comfortable after a rough go of it back on Tuesday. 1-0 Brooklyn, bases empty, 2 down, bottom 4. Here's TJ Rumfield. First pitch, a sinker off the outside corner, 1-0. Rumfield struck out his first time. Now 7-37 since his return to high A. 1-0, wave and a miss out in front of a changeup, 1-1. Miss May and June due to injury, rehabbed in low A. Rejoin Hudson Valley on July the 12th. 1-1 from Santos. Sinker off the outside corner. 2-2. Santos with an opportunity for a shutdown inning. He's an out away. Wines lifts the leg. 2-1. Sinker low. 3-3. Has struggled at times to put away hitters. Danced around it a bit this afternoon. 3-1. Sinker misses below the knees, and it's a two-out walk issued to TJ Rumfield. Last pitch from Junior Santos, number 70. With 2 outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. So has looked much better, but has racked up a bit of a pitch count. And it continues for Spencer Henson. Open stance right side. First pitch, sinker. Called strike outside corner, 0-1. Henson worked to walk his first time, playing for the second time in this series. Been a bit hit or miss this year. 0-1. Breaking ball low. 1-1. Rumfield leads from first with 2 down. 1-0. Brooklyn bottom 4. Cyclones looking for 4-6 against Hudson Valley and to remain in first place in the South Atlantic League North.
1-1. Sinker called strike outside corner. 1-2. Some room on the right side for Henson. Gaddis shaded towards second base. Santos looking for that put away pitch. 1-2. Sinker just inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Brooklyn hitless through the first three. Got the Alex Ramirez solo homer to get him on the board. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Henson over a breaking ball. Junior Santos with another scoreless frame. And it ends with his 6th strikeout of the afternoon. No harm done with a 2-out walk to Rumfield. We're through 4 from Dutchess Stadium. Brooklyn 1, Hudson Valley nothing. Keith Rand with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Are y'all ready, kids? I can't hear you!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special Under the Sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
Top of the 5th inning, it's the Cyclones 1 and the Renegades nothing. Final game of this 6-game set. And Brooklyn looking good and feeling good. Junior Santos feeling it through 4 scoreless. Blaine Abeda deals his first pitch to Jalen Palmer to open up the 5th. And the slider swoops down and away for ball 1. Keith Rant back with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn ahead 1-0 on the home run from Alex Ramirez. Last time up in the 4th. Abeda rocks and deals the 1-0. And dots the fastball in the inside corner. Palmer takes and hits the ball on the strike. Left side of the infield is back and pulled over to play Palmer to pull. Bowman, the second baseman, up the middle. 1-1. High and tight for ball 2. Abeda is attacking Palmer kind of the same way he did in that 2nd inning, trying to fire in and up, but he walked Palmer back in the 2nd. The 2-1, slider outside for ball 3. So working around Jalen on his 22nd birthday, Palmer born July 31st, 2000. 3-1, rolled over foul outside of 3rd, 3-2. And in fact, for his birthday today, his parents came up from Canarsie, Brooklyn. They are always at Maimonides Park watching. But made the trip up to Dutchess Stadium this afternoon. Watch the birthday boy. Abeda's payoff pitch. Slider got him looking. And Palmer takes. So Abeda started behind again, and Palmer had to kind of wait for one. And next thing he knows, strike 3 zips right by. Take a look at the South Atlantic League scoreboard in the top of the 5th. Brooklyn here leading 1-0 with one out. Jose Mena at the plate. Cyclones half game lead over Hudson Valley for first place. Greensboro, though, 1.5 back in 3rd. Pitch to Mena. Fastball rifled across the outside corner. Strike 1. Wilmington in the top of the 8th at home leading Jersey Shore 4-0. Here comes the 0-1. I made a taps it foul at home plate on the fastball. So Wilmington is 3 back. Jersey Shore 7 back. Those two teams playing. Greensboro is 1.5 back. They're down 4-2 to Winston-Salem in the top of the 5th. The 0-2. Mena bounces the ball to the second baseman. Bowman to his left, scoops off his foot, and throws on the run to retire Mena. Back-to-back outs for Blaine Abeda to start the inning. Aberdeen wrapping up the series with Asheville. Top of the sixth inning, the Tourists have a 7-4 lead. In the South, Rome leading by a half game over Bowling Green. Rome and Hickory just started, top of the first. Bowling Green also just started at Greenville. Here's Swazi with two outs. Abeda rocks and lunges, and a slider caught on and missed. Swazi could not hold the bat back. Check swing into a full swing for strike one. Base is empty. 1-0 Clones in the fifth. Abeda raises the leg, the 0-1. Fastball missed outside. One ball, one strike. So Winston-Salem in the building next week, first time ever. They'll be at Maimonides Park Tuesday through Sunday. Enter today, 12-17. That's the White Sox affiliate. Overall, 45-50. 1-1. Fastball missed up and away for ball two. So Winston-Salem comes to Maimonides Park, and the Cyclones end the year. The last week of the season's on the road down at the Dash. 2-1. Breaking ball, caught on and missed. Now, it would make a little more sense if the Cyclones finished the year at Greensboro, which is a team in the division, but that's not the way they drew the schedule up. It's been interesting having Greensboro in the North Division this year, a team from North Carolina. It's just a weird league after all when they put all the pieces together on the map. There's a whole state of Virginia right in the middle. State of Maryland, no teams in either state. It's a big gap between the North and the South Division in this league. Abeda's 2-2. Foul to the right. Swazi hanging in. So, yeah, it'll be Winston-Salem, who is a team with the two cities, Winston-Salem, and they're named the Dash because of that hyphen that brings both names together. 2-2 again. Fouled back. So fairly clever. I think they put it to a vote for their fans, you know, in the town, in the paper. A lot of teams do that. When a new team is born or a team goes to change their name, they'll put it to the community to hold a vote. Winston-Salem has had baseball in North Carolina for many, 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 many years and just recently changed to a cool name. 2-2 again. Swazi pops up the slider, mile high into the blue sky. Sweeney backpedaling from short, raising his glove to fight the sun, and the ball drops behind him. Swazi at second base with a double. So Sweeney was backpedaling. Polensky came in behind. I don't think Polensky had a chance at that one because Sweeney just wouldn't let him call him off. They came together. They were probably 10 feet apart, and Sweeney at the last second leapt up. And the ball dropped right behind him. And Swazi's at second base with a lucky double.
Yeah, not exactly the way that you draw it up if you are Hudson Valley, but it is that communication that can be tough at times. Aaron Polensky, not someone who's playing left field all that often. And just that communication that broke down because Sweeney was going to call it all the way. Didn't have a beat on it. Much easier play for Polensky, but didn't quite get on the same page.
So that double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. Cyclone's second hit of the game. The first one was the Ramirez home run, the reason why Brooklyn is up 1-0. Spencer Medic, he's the Hudson Valley pitching coach, out there on the mound talking with Sigler and Abeda as his hand over his mouth, trying to talk through it. Of course, all those conversations on the mound, always government secrets. But they are going to try to attack Newton, just try to get Abeda through five, and this would be a really good outing for him if he can get through five. So he gave up a home run up to the best prospect on the Mets side in the building today. It's going to happen, but his month of July has been stellar. Coming in today, just two runs in 19 innings. So a meeting is adjourned. Medic back to the first base dugout. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Swazi at second base with two outs. 1-0 Brooklyn. Here's Sherbin. Switch hitter batting left. Abeda slide step deals and connects on the outside corner with 87 for a strike. Abeda at 65 pitches, the bullpen up behind him. Set at the belt. Pitch. Down and away. Missed with a changeup. Abeda threw on Tuesday. Behind Yoendris Gomez. 4 1/3. So it took a game into the fifth. Right where he is right now. And threw 62 pitches. So Medic just making sure that Abeda can throw a little bit more for him. His season high is in the 90s, though, this year. 1-1. Newton nubs it foul into the dugout. Strike two. Abeda got Newton looking on a very borderline call at the knees. That was earlier in the game. So got him that time, but Sherbin's still destroying the ball. Has he the only guy with an OPS against Hudson Valley this year, better than 1,000 on the Cyclone side. Hitting a 304, slugging 652. Everything looking good for Sherbin Newton. He is behind again, though, 0-2. Swazi off second. Abeda comes to a stop. Pitch. Breaking ball got him swinging. Soft slider down and in. Slowed it up to 76 miles an hour. No runs, a bloop double, and one left. We are halfway through the ball game. Brooklyn 1, Hudson Valley nothing. From the Dutch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Clones still leading 1-0 on this Sunday matinee getaway day at the Dutch. Renegades come to the plate against Junior Santos, who has hit today. Junior with 4 scoreless. And while he's looked good, it's still tense times because it is just a 1-0 game. And the Renegades, such a home run hitting team, such a speedy team, they can change the game with one swing of the bat and one base runner. First pitch to James Nelson. Fastball strike hits the outside corner. 0-1. And I will say, this zone today has been open. Here's the 0-1. That's way outside. 1-1. I think Abeda's gotten a couple calls up, but Santos has gotten a few up, down, left, right. Cyclones taking advantage today. Nelson struck out looking his first time. Junior has 5 today. The 1-1. Swing and a miss at a changeup. Strike two. Take a look at the Mets affiliates in the bottom of the fifth. Everybody in action today. The 1-2. Right down the middle. Nelson takes strike three. So make it 6 strikeouts for Junior. The big league level, the big club, bottom of the fourth inning, whacking around Miami, 6-0. Mets came into the game 63-37, 3-game lead over Atlanta. Taijuan Walker, so far so good on his offense, is having a day. Doubles from Lindor, Alonso, and McNeil, and an RBI triple for the new guy, Tyler Naquin. Here's Aaron Polinsky, first pitch slider, missed outside. The righty takes for ball one. So bottom of the fourth, still plenty of game to go, but the Mets up big. 1-0. Missed outside for ball two. At AAA, Francisco Alvarez has hit another home run. Syracuse leads the Kansas City affiliate, Omaha, 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh. 2-0. Polinsky lines one to center. Palmer, late jump, and moves to his right. Has to field on the backhand. Fires back into the infield. Polinsky cracked it right at Jalen, a little bit off his right shoulder, so towards left center field. And Palmer, a little hesitant first step, couldn't get to it fast enough. At Double A today, Binghamton taking on New Hampshire. Getting knocked around again. 9-3 lead for the Toronto affiliate at Double A. Binghamton is 35-59.
You're going to miss Trey Sweeney.
Here's Sweeney from the left side. Pitch. The lefty takes a strike on the outside corner.
Sweeney's going to hit a triple.
And at Double A today, James McCann rehabbing. He homered. So did Nick Meyer. Santos from the stretch. High kick. 0-1. Sweeney lines one to center. This time Palmer in. Stops. Raises his glove and makes the catch. That time, right at him, and Palmer made a good grab. And then finally, St. Lucie lost today in a really tough way. They took a 7-3 lead into the ninth inning against Palm Beach at home, and the Cardinals affiliate scored 5 in the top of the ninth, and St. Lucie could not respond. Lost that game to fall to 55-40. 1-0 Brooklyn, bottom of the fifth. One on for Sigler. Pitch. Fouled into the bleachers down the third baseline for a strike. Santos keeping the Renegades in check today. Getting into the mid-80s with his pitch count. Bullpen up behind him. Slide step 0-1. The fastball missed outside. One ball, one strike on Sigler. Anthony batting from the left side. He's a switch hitter. 23-year-old. Out of Georgia. Runner goes. 1-1 pitch taken. Maina throws down. Newton the tag. It is in time again. Assassino waves the finger and says, "You couldn't do it the other day. What makes you think you're going to do it today?" And Jose throws out Polensky to end the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left. Santos, 5 scoreless, and broken into the 6th with a 1-0 lead. Clones up on the Gates at the Dutch. We're back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
August 4th is Italian night at Maimonides Park. We're red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night and have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Brooklyn takes a 1-0 lead into the 6th, holding on to first place, leading the Renegades by a half game and leading the Renegades 1-0. Hudson Valley makes a call to the bullpen. They go with right-hander Carlos Gomez. Starter Blaine Aveda really good again today, but departs in line for the loss unless his bats can start to help him out. Struck out 7/5, walked 2, and gave up 2 hits, one of them a home run from Alex Ramirez. So really a home run and a dumb bloop double. So Aveda really did look sharp today. Rowdy Jordan leads off in the 6th. First pitch. Switch hitting lefty takes outside. Fastball missed at 91 for ball 1. Rowdy a strikeout and a ground out today. Had 3 hits yesterday. The 1-0. Fastball connects on the inside corner to even the count. So Gomez throwing again in this series. He threw on Thursday night, the 1-1. Breaking ball rip, but foul towards the Hudson Valley bullpen down the right field line. Threw three innings on Thursday, three scoreless. Ended up getting the win. From the belt, the 1-2. Just missed inside. Two balls and two strikes. It is the sixth inning. Coney Combo's trivia time. If you think you know the answer to our question, use the hashtag ConeyConvos on Twitter. 2-2. Breaking ball fouled back and up overhead. Stays two balls and two strikes on the Cyclones leadoff man. Jordan Consuegra and Ramirez. Long look in for Carlos Gomez. Pitch. Rolled foul to the right. Gomez strikeout rate 26%. Walk rate at 15%. Been with the club since mid-May. Started with Tampa. Really good down there. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Jordan chases off the outside corner. Fastball with runs. Ran right past Jordan's bat. And there's one down in the sixth. Nick, what do you have?
Trade deadline time traditionally in Major League Baseball pushed back a little bit this year, but 7 years ago the Mets were active back in 2015, acquiring an outfielder that was traded on July the 31st. In back-to-back years, they sent Michael Fulmer and Luis Cessa to the Tigers.
First pitch to Consuegra misses low for ball one.
In exchange for what player that ended up hitting 17 home runs in 57 regular season games and two more in the 2015 postseason?
1-0, fouled back. Another slider, one ball and one strike. So if you think you know the answer, bonus points if you spell the whole name correctly. We'll give you the answer at the bottom of the sixth. 1-1, down and away for ball two.
Amazing how things come full circle, too, because Michael Fulmer, one of the prospects, probably getting dealt in the next few days.
Yeah, terrific arm from the Mets system. 2-1. Little bit low. Sigler tried to hold the glove on that knee-high fastball. But instead of 2-2, it's 3-1 on a very dangerous Cyclones hitter. Consuegra 0-2. Gomez deals. And the slider off the plate. Good take. Consuegra loves to lick his chops at those sliders. This time holds up and earns a free pass. Cyclones up by one in this top of the sixth, looking to push the lead. You've got to take a bigger lead late into the game at the Dutch on the road. Here's Alex Ramirez, responsible for the game's only run. Solo shot to dead center. Pitch. Slider way outside. Ball one. Ramirez hit his fourth home run with the Cyclones. Pitch. Front door slider, this time thrown for a strike to even the count. Consuegra takes the lead off first. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, caught on and missed. Ramirez chasing down and away. So Alex, four with Brooklyn. And 10 now overall. It's 6 with St. Lucie. 1-2. Breaking ball launched in the air to left. Polensky back at the track, at the wall. This one is gone. With some gusto, Alex Ramirez with a moonshot to left field. It's a two-run home run. He has hit two home runs today. And the Cyclones take a 3-0 lead, adding insurance in the top of the sixth. A man just changes games. He and Consuegra have had some week. And both guys high five behind home plate. Wow. He does it again.
What a player. Alex Ramirez has just been incredible. The impact that he's had since coming up from low A. Number four prospect in the Mets system for a reason. Just incredible.
And since last Friday at Jersey Shore, he's done nothing but hit home runs. Incredible is right. Here's Nick Gattis. Base is empty. Pitch. Just missed off the plate with the fastball. So two home runs today. That's 16 for his very young career. Pitch. Right down the chute. One ball, one strike now on Gattis. The number four New York Mets prospect going deep. 1-1. Missed inside. Ball two. Kicking the 2-1. Slider rip, but foul down the third baseline. Two balls and two strikes. Nick's trivia question all about the trade deadline. And when you're talking about the Mets at the trade deadline, not really anybody talking about Alex Ramirez. You always talk about Alvey. You talk about Vientos, Beatty, Mauricio. But Alex Ramirez really is the next star. Just 19 years old, jumping onto the scene for the second straight year. 2-2. Gattis rolls one weakly to third. Hardman charges, backhands, and zings it across in time. Gattis out.
Well, the reason they're not talking about him is because they're not trading him.
Do not get rid of him. They call people like us, or people who cover the minor leagues, the phrase is prospect huggers. Well, you don't want to give up this guy. Well, you don't want to give up that guy. And you don't, because you watch him do so well in the minor leagues. It's always hard when you have to actually trade those guys. First pitch to Jose Peroza. Wave and a miss at a slider for strike one. 3-0 Brooklyn in the sixth. Two outs, base is clear. Pitch. Peroza, wave and a miss at another slider. Jose steps out, adjusts his batting gloves. Looks out to the mound as Gomez comes set. The 0-2. Foul back. Now the minor leagues, of course, you're here to try to get players developed, get them up to help your big club. But that's the key phrase. The minor leagues exist only for one reason, and that is to help the major league team win. 0-2 again. Chop foul outside of third. And yes, that means getting guys ready for the major leagues, but it also means having value and trading prospects for big league talent to try to win a World Series. You hate to see them go when they do. The 0-2 missed outside. Tried a slider. This time Peroza laid off. Mets made a deal earlier in the week to get Philip Deal and Tyler Naquin from Cincy. Gave up two low-A prospects. 1-2, sails outside even further. A couple of feet, that missed by. 2-2. Well, we still have till Tuesday at 6 o'clock for the deadline. Gomez is 2-2. Another slider down and away. He threw two pretty ones to Peroza, but has not thrown a good one since, and Jose has a 3-2 count. Carlos deals the payoff, and it's low. Peroza with a nice plate appearance. So two walks in the inning, a home run. There were two outs, and here's Jalen Palmer.
Hey, it's 38-1 today. My hit again is today's game.
Clones three runs, three hits. Renegades no runs, three hits. Pitching and power today for Brooklyn. Taking a page out of the Yankee playbook. Now here comes Spencer Medick with a very slow walk to talk to Carlos Gomez. So this at bat ahead of Palmer, who has walked and struck out. But Medick also buying a little bit of time. Renegades get their bullpen up in the sixth. Blaine Abeda on the hook for the loss today. But Medick just trying to make sure his bullpen can keep this thing competitive. As we found out last night, and we find out seemingly every time the Cyclones get off the bus at the Dutch, is that no matter what the score is, it's always competitive for the Renegades. Last night in the ninth inning, the Cyclones took a 7-3 lead, got to two outs in the ninth inning, and then I guess you'd call it a bloop and a blast. Grant Richardson hit a two-run home run to make it 7-5. Now, the Cyclones won the game, but still, Cyclones are trying to get, when is it enough against Hudson Valley? So they're trying to stop the bleeding. Cyclones trying to push the envelope. Here's Palmer. Pitch. Missed down and away for ball one. Rosa takes the lead, the 1-0. Pop foul into the crowd down the first base slide. One ball, one strike. Well, Jalen, this is his third game playing on his birthday. Last year with St. Lucie, 0-2. Last year in 2019 with Kingsport, 0-3. Next pitch, fouled at home plate for strike two. So looking for a little B-Day magic for the first time in his pro career. Rosa off first, the 1-2. Slider just missed outside. And again, that Gorsak zone has fluctuated today. And it seems to fluctuate in Brooklyn's advantage. 2-2. Up and in. Palmer turns his shoulders towards the umpire. Three balls, two strikes. No hold on Peroza. There he goes. 3-2 pitch. Caught on and miss. Palmer strikes out. Down and in. Alex Ramirez hits a two-run home run, and the Cyclones take a 3-0 lead into the bottom of the sixth. The answer to your Coney Combos trivia question when we get back. Brooklyn leading Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
I'm The Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette...
The Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to BrooklynRoasting.com.
We head to the bottom of the sixth inning on a Sunday afternoon at Dutchess Stadium. Brooklyn's lead is now 3-0. It is the Alex Ramirez show on the offensive side. Two home runs. Junior Santos, he had his save for five scoreless. And now into the bullpen for right-hander Dyson Acosta. Anthony Sigler stands in. Switch hitter batting left. Acosta slowly spins. First pitch. Fastball strike. Outside corner. Sigler was at the plate in the fifth inning when Aaron Polensky was caught stealing to end the inning. So he's back in there. 0-1. Runs down and in. Almost hits Sigler in the back foot. One ball and one strike. So I'll give you the final line for Junior. He goes 5-shutty. How about that for a statement after not making it out of the first inning on Tuesday? 7 strikeouts, 2 walks, 3 hits. 1-1. Right down the chute. Sigler takes strike 2. Slight open stance. Sigler waggles the bat. Acosta full windup. 1-2.
Rolled over to first base. Swazi waits on the slow chopper Fields and takes it to the bag himself as Sigler jogs down the line. So, Nick, the answer to our trivia question.
7 years ago today, the Mets very active at the trading deadline, acquiring an outfielder who was traded on July the 31st in back-to-back years. Mets sending Michael Fulmer and Luis Sessa to Detroit. For this outfielder that hit 17 home runs in 57 regular season games in 2015 and two more in the postseason.
Pitch to Jason Dominguez. Costa misses down low. Ball one. Well, I'll let Wolfie take this one. Yoenis Cespedes, a Cespedes for the rest of us. There's a 1-0. Breaking ball, pop foul, backing out of play. One ball and one strike. Is it Cespedes, Nick?
Yeah, you got it.
So the Wolf howling in on Twitter with the hashtag Coney Convos. Getting the Sunday matinee question right. Pretty good week. 1-1. Chopper foul up the first baseline. Strike two. Now, Cespedes was certainly one of the reasons why the Mets went all the way in 2015, at least all the way to the World Series, before the Royals upended them. Acosta's 1-2. At the knees, Dominguez takes strike three. Now, this is some slump this week for Jason Dominguez. He's out of this world right now, 2-for-23. And he started this series with the two hits on Tuesday night, and it's just gone extra quiet. So Costa's got the first two men of the sixth. Brooklyn has a 3-0 lead. Here's Cooper Bowman. He's a right-handed hitter. Bowman today a strikeout and a ground out to third. Pitch. Changeup strike on the inside edge. Costa now living life in relief and pitching really well. Tyson says yes at the sign. The 0-1, swing and a miss, another changeup for strike two. Of course, that COVID year in 2020, the Cespedes experiment, being back with the Mets, it was either, of course, all the events leading up before that, just didn't end up working out. It's kind of a different guy. 0-2, rolled over foul down the third baseline. Saves nothing and two on Bowman. What a power bat Yoenis was for so many different teams. And you still see highlights floating around Instagram and Twitter of some of the great throws that Cespedes made as well from the outfield. Sad to not see him playing. 0-2. Missed up high. Brooklyn by three in the sixth. Bases empty, two outs. 1-2 pitch. Strike three called outside corner. And Dyson Acosta dices him up in the sixth with a 1-2-3 inning. Brooklyn looking good on a Sunday afternoon, trying to hold on to first place and get out of here with a series victory. It's 3-0 Clones into the seventh. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back to the home of the Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
August 4th is Italian Night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night. And have a tribute to disco.
The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today. Brooklyn 3, Hudson Valley nothing as we go to the seventh inning from Dutchess Stadium. Cyclones in the back third of the ball game with an opportunity to take 4 of 6 from Hudson Valley, trying to make it a series victory on the road and hang out at first place in the South Atlantic League North. New arm into the ball game for Hudson Valley. Jonathan Munoz takes over for Gomez. Righties. First pitch to Jose Mena is cracked to center field. Dominguez back to the warning track. Turns. It is gone. First pitch ambush from Jose Mena to the left of dead center. And Brooklyn tacks on. It's 4-0. That line drive to dead center field that just kept going. And Jose Mena, who has been so good defensively in this series, gets it going with the bat. And another home run for Brooklyn in this ball game. So 4-0 lead for the Cyclones. Here's Joe Swazi. First pitch breaking ball in for a strike. It's 0-1. Swazi reached on a double his last time. 0-1, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Cyclones with their third home run of the game. Alex Ramirez going deep twice this afternoon. The extra base hits have been flying. And Jose Mena on the first pitch of the seventh inning hits another. 0-2. Swazi hits a high drive, deep left field, Polensky to the wall, it is gone! Back-to-back homers for Mena and Swazi in Brooklyn on top 5-0 in the seventh.
Nick, you touched on it in the pregame show. The Cyclones all year have had kind of a weird offensive attack against not just the Renegades, but against everybody. And today this attack looks pretty good. I'd say 4 home runs and a couple of back-to-backs. Boy, this is some showing.
The 4th home run of the afternoon for Brooklyn. Here's Shervin Newton. Swings to the first pitch and grounds it right side. Glove hand field Bowman to first in time for the first down of the inning. Cyclones hitting back-to-back homers for the first time this season. Mena to lead it off and Joe Swazi getting that elevated breaking ball and making no mistake. Here's Rowdy Jordan. First pitch changeup up and away. It's 1-0. Cyclones left fielder 0-for-3. Couple of strikeouts today. 1-0. Changeup called strike outside corner. 1-1. 2-in for Brooklyn in this top of the seventh inning. Back-to-back homers by Mena and Swazi. 1-1. Fastball in off the plate. 2 balls and a strike. Alex Ramirez with a couple of homers. Mena and Swazi, power been on point today. 2-1 is popped into shallow right field. Nelson coming on toward the line to make the catch for the second out of the inning. Luis Rivera saying coming into this game that he had been really pleased with the approach from his hitters. That has continued today. Here's Stanley Consuegra. First pitch breaking ball off the outside corner. 1-0. Consuegra worked a walk, came around to score on the Ramirez homer his last time. Munoz winds, righties 1-0. Breaking ball off the plate. 2 balls, no strikes.
So in the inning, Mena and Swazi both hitting their sixth home runs of the year. 2-0. Tapped up the third baseline, charging Hardman. Barehand has no play. Infield single for Consuegra. The swinging bunt rolled up the third baseline. And no chance for Hardman to get Consuegra hustling down the line. And the inning extends for Alex Ramirez, who has homered in his last two trips to the plate. Two in for Brooklyn, top seven. 5-0 Cyclones. Munoz out of the stretch. Righty's first pitch. Ramirez swings and misses over a breaking ball. 0-1. Ramirez with homers 4 and 5. Three driven in on the afternoon. Oh, 0-1. Fastball called strike outside corner. 0-2. Righty Munoz throws over. Consuegra dives back to the bag safely. Cyclones continuing to see the offense just blossom in this series. Munoz slowing way down, 0-2. Breaking ball, called strike, 3 outside corner. Ramirez down looking, and the inning is over. But the Cyclones go back-to-back. Mena and Swazi, each with their sixth homers of the year. Seventh inning stretch time from Dutchess Stadium. Brooklyn out in front, 5-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special Under the Sea nesting doll. Learn more at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Brooklyn Cyclones have homered four times today. And are out to a 5-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Dyson Acosta remains on the mound. First pitch to Tyler Hardman. A fastball up and in. It's 1-0. Alex Ramirez hitting two homers, getting Brooklyn on the board in the fourth. Two-run shot in the sixth to make it 3-0. 1-0. Breaking ball strike outside corner at 1-1. And then kicking off the top of the seventh inning, Jose Mena first pitch swinging with a homer. Joe Swazi following it up. Back-to-back jacks for the Cyclones to make it a 5-0 lead. 1-1, breaking ball off the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. So Brooklyn with some breathing room that is sorely needed when playing Hudson Valley. 2-1. Wave and a miss by Hardman over a breaking ball. Two balls, two strikes. Have seen the Renegades mount late comebacks, especially at home, and a tough place to win for the Cyclones, trying to take 4 of 6 and hang out at first place. Costa, first base side of the rubber. Flips the hips, 2-2. Fastball, called strike 3, inside corner. Hardman down looking. It's 3 straight strikeouts for Dyson Acosta. Leadoff man retired in the seventh.
And 3 straight looking strikeouts, which is even more dastardly. Renegades have not liked his zone, but they don't seem to be making many changes or stretching.
One down for TJ Rumfield. Crouch stance left side. First pitch from Acosta. Slice back to the screen. 0-1. Rumfield worked a walk in the fourth inning. Struck out his first time. Cyclones infield shades him to pull. 0-1. Fastball below the knees. 1-1. Peroza off the line at third toward shortstop. Shervin Newton about 2 steps to the left of second base. Naganis deep in the hole at second. 1-1. High fly ball into shallow left field. Coming out, Rowdy Jordan calls off Newton on the outfield turf to make the catch off the shoulder. 2-1, 2-down to begin the bottom of the seventh for Dyson Acosta. Came on after Junior Santos. Bounced back nicely with 5 shutout innings, 3 hits, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts today. And Acosta has set down 5 in a row out of the bullpen. For Spencer Henson, first pitch, fastball, called strike, inside corner, 0-1. Henson a walk and a strikeout in 2 trips to the plate this afternoon. 0-1, breaking ball, strike, inside corner, 0-2. Brooklyn 5, Hudson Valley nothing. Bases empty, 2 down. Acosta looking for a shutdown inning. Nods gas to the side, lifts the leg, 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, kept in front by Mena, 1-2. Hudson Valley offensive attack has continued to struggle in this series. And a big credit to the Cyclones pitching staff that has kept some impressive bats in check. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Spencer Henson down on strikes. Chased a breaking ball. Dyson Acosta 6 up, 6 down with 4 strikeouts out of the Brooklyn bullpen. Acosta gets the shutdown inning. Brooklyn will take the lead into the eighth. Cyclones 5, Hudson Valley nothing. Keith Rad with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature discounted alcoholic beverages like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run. Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones come back to the plate, up big in the ball game. Top of the eighth inning, leading Hudson Valley 5-0. Nick Gattis leads off. First pitch from Yonatan Munoz. Check swing, foul ball at home. Strike one. Cyclones pitching today has been otherworldly. Three hits allowed, no runs. 10 strikeouts. A pretty nifty on their side. Meanwhile, Brooklyn has hit 4 homers. Here's the 0-1. Gattis fouls it back into the crowd. First base side, strike two. Now Munoz came on in the seventh inning and had just gotten rocked. Home run, home run. Gave it up to Mena and Swazi. He's out there for the eighth. There is a reliever behind him getting warm. 0-2. Slider missed outside for ball one. Gattis today, another walk. Pitch. Line towards center, weakly. Dominguez coming on. Not going to get there. Drops in for a base hit. So Gatti with a walk and now a single. Now this has been a series that's been tricky, not just this series, but the season series against Hudson Valley. But Nick Gattis today with that walk and even the hit has been excellent. 26 of his past 29 games. They call that a good month. That's the streak that he's been on, just getting on base. One on in the eighth. Nobody out for Peroza. Bouncing to a double play earlier, but a walk. Munoz spins, and the slider swirls over for a strike. So final game of the series. Head on the bus, have the off day tomorrow, and play Tuesday night at 7. 0-1. I missed down low, one ball and one strike. So really, by the time the day is over, we won't see you, our audience, until the trade deadline has come and gone. Deadline is 6 o'clock on Tuesday, and we play an hour after that. So it's going to get nuts. Munoz is 1-1. Peroza swings over the slider for strike two. But happy to get back home. Tuesday night meal deal, Taco Tuesday. Wednesday is that camp day game. So it's a noon start against the Chicago White Sox affiliate. A Weenie Wednesday, 2-for-1 hot dogs on Wednesday afternoon. 1-2. Peroza fouls back the slider. Thursday night, Italian night. First 1,000 fans pick up a Forza soccer jersey. Part of our Jersey Thursday promotion. And then Friday and Saturday and even Sunday. Going to be a jam-packed week. A weekend busy. Friday night, Jerry Kuzman bobblehead, fireworks, Datter Day. Spinner to throw over. Gattis back in safely. Saturday, the world-famous Seinfeld night. And Sunday, Nickelodeon SpongeBob SquarePants Day. Peroza whirls the bat around, open stance. Munoz tilts his head up and down, leans home, and missed outside with a fastball. 2-2 on Peroza. Go back to his plate appearance against Gomez in the sixth. He was behind early, came all the way back to earn a walk. Trying to do the same thing in this at-bat against Yonatan Munoz. Clones 5-0 lead in the top of the eighth. Pitch. Slider powered foul into the crowd down the first base line. Strange to say, but next week when we get back, just 3 home weeks left, 2 in August and 1 in September. There's 18 home games remaining in 2022. Another 2-2. Peroza fouls a slider into the crowd, spoiling them left and right. Now, the way the setup is with the Cyclones in first place, they have to, of course, win today to stay there. But if they continue to move along well and potentially win the division, now playoffs would be in order. Try to extend the year. Runner goes, 2-2 pitch, driven down the right field line. Nelson, full sprint over, dives, and it's by him. Gattis had to stop, now hits second and heads for third base. And he stops there as Perosa is at second base with a double. So Gattis broke initially and then had to stop because he thought Nelson might make a diving catch. Didn't want to get doubled up. And when the ball dropped, Gattis continued on and got as far as third. So a double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. Perosa and the Cyclones still hitting. It's second and third, nobody out.
And another weird play in the outfield. James Nelson with an opportunity to make a play. Did take the greatest of routes to the baseball. Unable to come away with it. And another maybe tough luck double for Munoz on the mound. One that probably shouldn't go for extra bases. Jose Perosa still putting a good swing on it, but one you want your outfielder to keep in front.
Tyson Blazer, the Hudson Valley manager, takes the walk out to the mound. Munoz's day is done. Gave up those back-to-back home runs in the seventh. Trying to get as many outs as he can in the eighth, but cannot do it. He walks off the field, a hat tilted up, and a new arm coming in next. We'll take a break in the eighth. Cyclones up 5-0. Still hitting after this.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
So the Renegades go to the bullpen for right-hander Charlie Ruger. Broken batting in the eighth inning. Cyclones up 5-0, looking for the cherry on top of what has been a marvelous game. The hitting side, pitching side, been excellent. Ruger stands in there, runners at second and third. Palmer at the plate, nobody out. Charlie last pitch on Friday night. Got hit around a little bit. 6-6 right-hander, deals to Jalen Palmer. JP hits a ground ball down the first baseline, over first, fair ball, base hit. Gattis scores, Perosa around, and Palmer into second base with a 2-RBI double. I'd say that's the cherry on top of a nice birthday ice cream for Jalen Palmer, celebrating his 22nd birthday today. He makes it 7-0 in the eighth.
Finally breaks through on his birthday. Inside-out swing down that first baseline. Cue shot just a touch, but no chance. With Rumfield playing off the line, and Brooklyn again, a hit with runners in scoring position.
Double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. Here's Mena. Ruger deals. And the two-seamer spins over the inside corner for strike one. Mena homered his last time. He and Swazi went back-to-back. Brooklyn with 4 home runs today and 3 doubles. Ruger's pitch. Mena rips a line drive to left. Polensky back and over. Makes the grab for the first out. So even the outs are loud. And on that Palmer double, which is a ground ball, inside out swing down the line over first, Chris Jacobs, who's the acting first base coach, pointed one arm just instinctually fair and then raised both arms over his head like Rocky at the top step. Just loving it, having a great time. Cyclones just have that kind of feeling today. Up 7-0. Here's Swazi with one on and one out. Ruger delivers. And the slider popped up in a left center field. Sends Dominguez back. This is deep to the track. And Dominguez makes a catch at the wall. Palmer tags and goes from second to third. It's a second out. That one had some carry to it. And Swazi just missed what could have been his second home run.
Yeah, it didn't feel like he struck it all that well off the bat, and then it just kept going and going and going. There is some wind here at Dutchess Stadium today, but not a ton that would really help hitters. Swazi just missed.
Palmer at third base, two outs. Under the blue sky at Dutchess Stadium this afternoon. Cyclones up 7-0. Newton stands in from the left side. Ruger delivers. That missed outside with a changeup for ball one. So Munoz's line is closed and ugly. Four runs in one inning of relief. Ruger's 1-0. Newton fouls back the changeup. Ball and a strike. It's been a great series for Shervin Newton, but tonight, or this afternoon, I should say, 0 for 3, two strikeouts. 10 punch-outs today for the Cyclones at the plate. A lot of looking strikeouts on both sides. Ruger's 1-1. Missed off the plate with a slider. Ball 2. Story of today's game, that little nugget, part of the story, is how the zone has been moved around a little bit. 2-1. Newton chases down and in and fouls it back. 2-2. Cyclones now back-to-back games in the series, scoring 7 runs. Flexing their muscles today. Ruger stands on the first base side of the rubber, deals the 2-2, and missed outside with a changeup. Comes from a three-quarter and sometimes sidearm slot. That's what it feels like. 6-6 coming at you. Newton sits in that stance. There's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Tipped into Sigler's glove, and he squeezed it for the out. So Newton 0 for 4. But the Cyclones with two more runs. Jalen Palmer drives in a pair on his 22nd birthday. Twos are wild. Cyclones have scored 2 in the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th, and have a 7-0 lead into the bottom of the 8th inning at the Dutch. New pitcher coming in when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Saturday, August 6th is the night about nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
Life's a Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette,
the Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the night about nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cyclones Triple Play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Come and get your love. half of the eighth inning. It touches stadium in Wappingers Falls. Cyclones up by a touchdown. It's a 7-0 lead for the Mets affiliate. A win today keeps them in first place and gives them a series victory, 4-2. Brendan Hardy comes on in relief. Hardy facing Nelson, Polensky, and then the top. Brendan out of the windup. The righty's high kick, first pitch. Nelson fouls it back on a check swing. That was up by his chin at 92 miles an hour. So Hardy in. That means Dyson Acosta done. Dyson with 6 up and 6 down in relief. And 4 strikeouts. He was dominant. Hardy's 0-1. Up and in again. This time Nelson just drops his shoulders. He has taken 2 close pitches by his helmet. And it's a ball and a strike. Junior went 5 today. Struck out 7. Dyson, Brendan, and then maybe one more arm out of that pen to wrap up the week. 1-1. And there's a strike over the outside corner. 1-2. Hardy on 4 days of rest. Threw 2 scoreless the other day with 3 strikeouts. Part of that 10-2 game. Hudson Valley won on Tuesday night. The 1-2. Breaking ball swirls off the plate. Evens the count. Hardy out of Gulfport, Mississippi. Brendan stands in very tall, 6'5". Nods yes at the sign. Trying to take on James Nelson, who's 0-2 with 2 looking strikeouts. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider darts down and away. So Hardy opens up with a strikeout. And again, Hardy's plan every time out. It should be every pitcher's plan, but throw strikes. Now, sometimes you listen to a game and you're watching whatever game you hear. Throw strikes. Oh, genius. Well done. That's a good idea. But it's harder than it looks, especially when you have to throw so hard and throw so many different pitches. So now Polensky, who's 1-2, 9-man in the order. 1 of 3 Hudson Valley hits today. First toss from Hardy, missed up and in, ball 1.
Yeah, throw strikes, but trust your stuff. And I think that's probably more of the messaging from A.J. Sager to Hardy, because he's got good fastball and the breaking ball off of it.
Leans forward with the 1-0 and missed up and in for ball 2. Brendan's strikeout rate is 33%. 2 thumbs up. Walk rate at 16%. Last 5, he's had at least a walk and at least a strikeout. The 2-0, Polensky fouls back the fastball. The count's at 2-1. January 15th game for Hardy. He came up on the same day Nick Swalk did from Low A St. Lucie. Been with the club a long year. 2-1, fastball strike at the knees. I mean, that is lethal. Nobody wants to face that pitch. Polensky didn't like it, but that was on the black, borderline call. That's what Hardy can do. So Brendan struck out James Nelson, working on Polensky. 7-0 Brooklyn in the bottom of the 8th. Brendan's 2-2. Up and in, and Polensky twists out of the way. His helmet flew off. That is the type of whiplash that he created, just twisting his neck. Hardy out there looking like Roger Clemens. 1 on the black at the knees and 1 near the eye black. Hardy over the head with the windup. High kick, 3-2. Grounded to short. 1 hopper. Gaddis has it on the backhand. Throws low to first. Picked out by Swazi. 2 away.
Nice job by Hardy to get back into the strike zone. I think that encapsulates a lot of him at times, just finding that consistency with the motion. A lot of moving parts. Sometimes when it all goes right, that perfect pitch. Next time it's up and in, but proving effective as he has worked more in the zone than not today.
Trying to finish it off against Trey Sweeney. Bottom of the 8th, 2 outs, base is clear. Pitch to the lefty. Sweeney takes up and away for ball one. Cyclones pitching has retired 9 straight and 11 of the last 12. The Renegades have just gone quiet today. Brooklyn trying to win the final 3 to take the series. Hardy's 1-0. Missed off the plate for ball 2. Hardman, Sweeney, and Polinski have the 3 hits. And 2 of the 3 hits, these weak little infield jobs. Brooklyn pitching has just totally clamped down today. Hardy's 2-0. Fastball poured in for a strike. Go back to Hardman. He had that little pop-up behind Santos in the second inning that fell in. Sweeney at the plate right now. He had an infield single to Jose Peroza, kind of a swinging bunt that just walked up the line. Polinski, the only true hit. 2-1. Sweeney takes up and away. Hardy coming in about 92 miles an hour. Hardy's feet pointed towards third, but he's in the windup. Steps back towards first. High kick, 3-1. And he missed up and away. So that snap, 9 in a row. And Sweeney is on base now for Anthony Sigler. Now the walk does show up against Hardy. Right now a 1-to-1 ratio walk to strikeout in the inning. And here's Anthony Sigler, switch hitter batting left. Sigler also kept quiet today. He's grounded out and flown out twice. Pitch home. Strike nabbing the corner. 88 miles an hour on the outside edge. Nice relaxing Sunday for the Cyclones. Renegades scratching their heads a little bit. At the plate, down by 7. 0-1. Way inside. Sigler kicks his feet back. Leans over the plate. Ball and a strike. Cyclones right now are arguably the hottest team in the league. They win today. That's 11 of 15. And Hudson Valley going the complete opposite direction. They lose today. That is 5 wins in the last 13 games. 1-1. Taken down and in. He already snaps the glove back as he gets the ball from his catcher, Jose Mena. Cyclones try to trend at the right time. And, of course, you'd love to trend up as the season comes to an end. But trend up in a big series like this. 2-1. Off the plate, Hardy messing around a little bit. Behind again, 3-1. Cyclones have won 8 of 10. Bowling Green in the south has won 8 of 10. Brooklyn trying to take the north by storm. Stay at the top today. 3-1. Sigler rolls over foul to the right. Pitch on the inside corner. Dylan Hall, he is up. Cyclones right-hander. I guess we'll throw the 9th, but there, just in case Hardy puts another one on. Sweeney at first base, 3-2 pitch. Popped up down the left field line, headed towards the seats, and out of play. Bottom of the 8th inning, Brooklyn leads Hudson Valley 7-0. Sweeney at first. 3-2. Runner goes, pitch. Caught on and missed. Sigler could not hold up on the check swing, and Hardy strikes out a pair and throws a scoreless bottom of the 8th. Brooklyn is one inning away from taking the series in Hudson Valley. Hardy marches off the field. He and the Cyclones go to the 9th up 7-0 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brook and Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special under-the-sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
Cyclones so far with a pretty complete game. We go into the ninth inning. Brooklyn has a 7-0 lead. Cyclones have hit 4 home runs, have picked up extra bases 3 other times. 3 doubles, 4 homers. Pitching has thrown 8 shutty. A couple of hits here and there. Brooklyn 3 outs away from a victory. But the offense with another save. Jordan Consuegra Ramirez. These guys get their 5th at bats. And Charlie Ruger continues on in relief. Ruger, the big right-hander from Morris Plains, New Jersey, sees Rowdy Jordan to lead off the inning. Switch hitter batting left. First pitch, Rowdy grounds one to the right of second base, and it squeezes by Bowman. Base hit. Slow roller, worm burner, and Bowman and Sweeney came together. Cooper got over there, reached the glove down, but the ball seemed to bounce around his glove and into center field for Jordan's first hit.
How about that to extend the hitting streak to 7 games?
It's just been that kind of day for Brooklyn, man. Unbelievable. It's everything going well for the Cyclones. Here's Consuegra. Pitch. Ground ball to short. Sweeney to his left. Takes it to second himself, throws to first, and he got him. Nice play. And Swager running so fast that his helmet came flying off. And as he was lunging forward, that foot towards the base, the ball hit Rumfield in the glove. So 2 quick outs on 1 pitch. And now Alex Ramirez with a chance for a 3 home run game. Base is empty. Ruger deals. And Ramirez cuts and misses for strike 1 at a slider. Trying to put that one on the moon.
No, he's trying for it in this at-bat.
Now, why not? Playing with house money today. 7-0 Brooklyn, ninth inning. Ruger's 0-1. At the knees. Called a strike at 88. Charlie bends at the hips to lean in for the sign. Stands tall. The 0-2. Ramirez lines one to short. Sweeney backs up, fields it on one hop, throws to first, and gets Ramirez by a half step. Almost a 1-2-3 inning for Renegades pitching. They have not had an easy day today, but Ruger does face the minimum in the ninth. Cyclones 7, Renegades nothing. Brooklyn 3 outs away when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Saturday, August 6th is the night about nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
That's amazing, no baby.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette,
the Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the night about nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
first time since 2019 when Hudson Valley was with a completely different team, the Tampa Bay Rays. The Cyclones are trying to win a series at the Dutch. Brooklyn trying to do that today. They need three more outs. Cyclones have a 7-0 lead against Hudson Valley. Dylan Hall trying to get the final three. Not a save situation. Brooklyn has put itself into a better spot than that, scoring 7 runs today. But Hall trying to put together the final three and give the pitching staff something to enjoy, a shutout victory potentially in the finale. With Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Rad. Dylan Hall will face the heart of the order, Dominguez, Goldman, and Hartman, who are due up. Last year's Cyclones team, well, in this building against the team that they had last year, Anthony Volpe and Andres Chaparro, and just all those prospects. I mean, no chance to win a series last year. And this is the final trip of this year. Brooklyn trying to get it done. Jason Dominguez leads off against Dylan Hall. Switch hitter batting left. Hall into the windup. First pitch. Dominguez cuts and misses at a changeup down and in. Dominguez just looking to get on base at all. The 0-1. Hall missed outside. Ball and a strike. Jason 0-for-3 today with two strikeouts. He is 2-for-23 in the series. Hall's 1-1. That dots the outside corner. Dominguez cocks his head to the side. He didn't like that. Strike two. Hall twisting that ball in his glove. 1-2 pitch. Chop foul at home plate. Not going to say that's the zone it's been today, but that's the type of day it has been for the zone. It has moved. And the hitters are trying to find out just where it's moved to, inning by inning. Hall's 1-2. Dominguez chops it foul to the right. Now, Jason in the series has been on base single, triple. He has walked once, but again, 2-for-23. Dylan Hall, 6'4", big dude, deals downhill. And the pitch cracked in the air to center. Palmer fighting the sun, backpedaling on it, raises his palm, lost the ball, and it drops in front of him. Dominguez looking for two, and he's in safely. So Jalen was right on line and just couldn't find it. Kept backpedaling and backpedaling, raised his glove, dropped the glove, raised his palm, and it dropped at his feet. And he didn't even react as it dropped at his feet. It's kind of surprised him. So Dominguez is on base.
Yeah, sort of an in-between sky now with some cloud cover. Makes it tough with the white and the blue and the baseball and all that stuff. It'll be a double for Dominguez, and Jalen Palmer so good in center field. Surprising, but it happens to everybody.
Here's Cooper Bowman. Pitch. Hall missed outside. Ball one. Well, a double, but the Cyclones have a 7-0 lead. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning. Hall looking for his first out. Dylan head on a swivel. 1-0. Fastball missed down and in. Ball two. A little bit of a weird situation for Dylan Hall. He's been called on so much in so many tense situations. Just trying to save the game. He's been a little bit careful with Bowman. Maybe more careful than you'd like him to be. Up by 7, but that's just his M.O. He's a reliever. 2-0. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Put it out on a tee and Bowman couldn't hit it. Cooper today, 2 strikeouts and a ground out. That Dominguez double, just the 4th Hudson Valley hit. 2-1. Chop foul at home plate. It takes a rolling walk towards the Brooklyn third base dugout. So from 2-0 to 2-2.
And three of them, if in the right place for Brooklyn defensively, no trouble being an out.
Renegades just trying to score one run today. Hall's 2-2. Bowman strikes out swinging. Dylan Hall with a punchy. One out in the ninth. So Bowman's woes against Brooklyn continue. Here's Tyler Hartman, who has one of those weak hits. Dylan Hall pitching for the eighth time. His ERA is sub one. Strikeout rate at 37%. That's a reliever high on this current staff, and a walk rate of 5%. Pitch to Hardman. Chop foul at home plate. Slammed it down into the dirt. No balls and a strike. When Hall was with St. Lucie, pitched 18 times, and again, this is just his eighth with Brooklyn. His numbers stretched out over that time. Just a 21% strikeout rate, and the walk rate was double what it is here. So he's been better at high A against more challenging hitters. 0-1. Down and in. Gets by Mena. Dominguez gets waved towards third, and he is there safely. Tyler Hartman at the plate saw that ball sneak by Mena, raised his left hand, said, Jason, go. So Dominguez now at third base. See how they score this one. Might be a wild pitch on Mena. It's called a pass ball, actually. Renegades just don't want to get shut out tonight. Hall, full windup, 1-1. Hardman fouls it back. Dylan pitching for the second time in the series. First time he threw was at heartbreaking game the other night. Our Hudson Valley stormed back against Sammy Tavares in the eighth inning. 1-1. Down and in. Checked out the count. Two balls and two strikes. Go back to Thursday night's game. Brooklyn was up 2-1 in the eighth. Hall was warming up, but Tavares gave up four runs. Dylan only faced the last batter of the inning. 2-2. Yanked past Mena. Dominguez went back to third, and it's a good thing he did because the ball trampolined off the wall and came right back to Jose. What a bounce. Dominguez went down about 10 feet and then made a hockey stop and said, uh-oh. Mena was waiting there with the ball, so he said, let me get out of here. I did see Mena putting some springs in behind the padding behind home plate earlier today. Here comes the 3-2. Foul back.
Installed that trampoline behind home plate. Happens every once in a while, though. I have to be cognizant of it. And a good job by Jason Dominguez to not continue to run. But get those plays at the plate. Flip to the pitcher. Always exciting.
Okay, off pitch. Caught on and missed. Hall with another strikeout. Brooklyn pitching today has been doing push-ups against Hudson Valley. 7-0 lead, two outs in the ninth. Potential last batter of the game, lefty T.J. Rumfield. All full windup, Dominguez off third, pitch, foul back. Well, really the point of the matter about that Thursday game is that Brooklyn had the lead up 2-1, maybe hung on Tavares a little too long and Hall didn't get a chance. If they win that game, Brooklyn could potentially have won four games to wrap up the series. 0-1. Missed high and away. Ball and a strike. But it is the minors. You got to give guys a little bit of time. Cyclone staff felt like Tavares had gotten some tough luck, so kept him in. Kept him in too long. 1-1. Rumfield takes the change low. Ball two. So in any case, it's that kind of series. You got to play all 27 outs against the Renegades. Brooklyn still in good shape, looking to take 4-6. 2-1. Up and away, ball three. Rumfield a walk earlier, but has struck out and flown out. Infield is back. Here comes the 3-1. It's fouled into the bleachers down the third base side. So the Renegades are down to their final strike. Seven nothing Brooklyn. Payoff pitch. Fouled away. Dominguez off third base. All ready to go. twiddles the glove, has the sign, big breath, 3-2, foul back. And Rumfield handing out souvenirs here at the Dutch in the ninth inning. Hudson Valley heads down to Jersey Shore next week. Cyclones get Winston-Salem. Brooklyn trying to stay in first place today. 3-2. Foul back. Right on the fastball. 91. So how about 8 pitches? Rumfield and Dylan Hall trading blows. Hall taps the feet. 3-2. Missed outside. Good work by Rumfield. Second walk. And now runners at the corners. This is the first time today that Hudson Valley has had multiple, I should say, it's the first time since the second inning that Hudson Valley has had multiple base runners on. But it's just been that kind of day. Felt very empty on the bases. And A.J. Sager walking out to talk to Dylan Hall. That at bat has now pushed him to 28 pitches for the inning. Sammy Tavares warming up.
And a really impressive plate appearance from T.J. Rumfield. You want to impress your organization? Down 7-0, game supposedly over, down to your last out. Does not throw an at-bat away, continues to battle, and a well-earned walk to extend the ball game.
So Sager back to the dugout. Mena gave Hall a little love tap on the back, asking for one more out from Dylan Hall. Here's Spencer Henson. 7-0 Brooklyn, ninth inning. Runners at the corners. Pitch. The righty fouls back the fastball, in on his hands at 90 miles an hour. Nothing in one. Henson, an early walk, but since has struck out twice. No hold on the runners. 0-1. Henson pops it up. And back a second. Gaddis goes out, backpedaling. He makes the catch. And the ball game is over. And for the first time since 2019, the Cyclones win a series at Dutchess Stadium. And how beautiful it is, a shutout victory on a Sunday, 7-0. In the night, no runs, one hit, one walk, and two left. Nick and I will be back to wrap it up when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com. for more information.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones get the job done on Sunday. Brooklyn wins the series 4-2. Very easy to split a series like this with the deciding game coming in on a Sunday. You're on the road. Kind of a lazy day, but Brooklyn, they were not lazy at all today. They were pedal to the metal. Hit 4 home runs and shut out Hudson Valley. Alongside Nick DeLuca, Keith Rad with you. Here's the final totals. Brooklyn, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 5 left. Hudson Valley, no runs, 4 hits, no errors, 7 men left on base. Junior Santos, the victory. A big comeback after Tuesday's flub. Blaine Abeda takes the tough luck loss, falls to 4-7. Time of the game, 2 hours and 24 minutes. And the crowd, 4,209. Cyclones overall get to 500 for the first time in a long time at 48-48. But in the second half, they go to 18-12. It's a high water mark, six games over. They take a game and a half lead now over Hudson Valley, who falls to 16-13. And Nick, there's a lot of ghosts in this building. There have been for many, many years. Brooklyn wins its first series here since July of 2017. Boy, it's an exhausting week, but it comes to an end in a good way for the Cyclones.
Yeah, and a super impressive week for Brooklyn, because this was a team that had really struggled at times against Hudson Valley. Have been up and down, especially with the bats, some of the pitching. And then to see the way that it started, you lose 10-2 in the opener. Your starter gets knocked down the first inning, and you look like, well, what's this rest of the series going to be? And a huge credit to the Brooklyn Cyclones, who battled back and came away with 4 of 6 and get out of Dutchess Stadium for the final time here in 2022 with a 1.5 game lead atop the South Atlantic League North Division. The hitting was good. It was good again this afternoon. The starting pitching, solid. Junior Santos really good with the bounce back start as well. And just on both sides of the baseball, Brooklyn just finding their groove, and this a microcosm of it. The Cyclones, this may be the best ball game they played all season long. The shutout with the pitching was outstanding, from Santos with the start to Acosta to Hardy to Hall, and then the power hitting, Alex Ramirez with a couple of home runs, and Mena and Swazi going back to back, just top to bottom, such an impressive effort for the Brooklyn Cyclones to cap off this series victory at Dutchess Stadium. So we'll go ahead and recap it for you. Scoreless ball game through the first three. Cyclones getting on the board in the fourth. Alex Ramirez hitting his first home run of the day, a solo shot liner over the dead center field 400 side to put Brooklyn out in front. Scoreless fifth before the Cyclones would tack on with two runs in three straight innings. In the fifth, it was the Consuegra walk. Now Ramirez's second home run in the ball game, a moonshot to left field, to the left of the scoreboard, to put Brooklyn out to a 3-0 lead. In the seventh, back-to-back homers for the first time this year. Jose Mena to the left of dead center field, and then Joe Swazi going deep out to left, and Brooklyn continuing to add on. And then in that eighth inning, base hit by Gaddis, double by Perosa, and Jalen Palmer coming through on his birthday with a two-run double down the right field line. And the Cyclones building that big lead up to 7-0, were on the attack all afternoon long. And Hudson Valley did not have much of an opportunity to do anything against this Cyclones pitching staff that, as mentioned, was really good this afternoon. Santos, 5 scoreless, allowed 3 hits with 7 strikeouts. Acosta with a hold, 2 innings, 4 strikeouts that were scoreless. Hardy, a scoreless inning with a pair of strikeouts. And Dylan Hall struck out 2 in a scoreless inning of work to wrap it up. And the Cyclones pitching staff matching a season high with 15 strikeouts on the afternoon to just cap off an outstanding week on the road here in Hudson Valley. So Brooklyn out to the game and a half lead in the South Atlantic League North. Take a look around the rest of the scores in the division. After 10, Aberdeen and Asheville have wrapped up in extras. Ironbirds winning 10-9 over the Tourists at McCormick Field. Winston-Salem and Greensboro have gone final. The Dash, an 8-4 win over the Grasshoppers. Winston-Salem will roll in to Maimonides Park on Tuesday after a victory, despite Dario Lopez's best effort of 2 homers. Abraham Gutierrez also homering in that game for Greensboro. In the bottom of the 5th inning at LP France Stadium, Rome and Hickory with the Braves on top of Hickory 4-3. And Bowling Green and Greenville are in the bottom of the 6th. The Hot Rods trailing 6-3. To the drive. Jersey Shore and Wilmington have gone final as well. 4-0 win for the Blue Rocks. Kevin Strohschein hitting his 3rd home run of the season for Wilmington as they close out their 6-game set with a victory. In the Mets organization, Palm Beach and St. Lucie have gone final at Clover Park. An 8-7 win for the Cardinals affiliate Palm Beach to improve to 500 on the season overall. Omaha down Syracuse. Check that. No, Syracuse won today at NBT Bank Stadium. Francisco Alvarez hit another home run, his 3rd. since the call-up to AAA. And the Storm Chasers, that wires crossed a little bit. Syracuse, the 4-1 winners in that one. And New Hampshire downing Binghamton 9-6 at Morabito Stadium. James McCann homering in the rehab assignment, but Binghamton continuing to struggle with the pitching staff as they lose to close out the six-game set with New Hampshire. And to top it all, the parent club, the Mets, at the top of the ninth inning, about to close out the Miami Marlins this weekend on top 9-3 in what has been a pretty fun day for the Mets. With everything working, they've got 19 hits. So the hitting contagious around the Mets organization this afternoon. The hits were certainly there for Brooklyn today as they put up 7 runs, 4 homers on their way to the series victory, taking 4 of 6 from the Hudson Valley Renegades. Alex Ramirez homering twice, Jose Mena, Joe Swazi with homers, and Jalen Palmer with a 2-run double as the Cyclones move out to a game and a half lead over second place Hudson Valley, continuing to play really good baseball as the second half has worn on. So Brooklyn, the off day tomorrow, and then back at it for a 6-game set at Maimonides Park against Winston-Salem, the White Sox High A affiliate. That should just about wrap it up for us from Dutchess Stadium today. Once again, Brooklyn gets the series victory with a 7-0 win in the finale. Off day tomorrow. Join us again on Tuesday when the Cyclones welcome in Winston-Salem to Maimonides Park. First pitch at 7 o'clock. Cyclones pregame begins at 6:45. On the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network and MILB.TV. For Keith Radd, I'm Nick DeLuca saying thanks for hanging out with us. The Cyclones, a game and a half lead atop the South Atlantic League North Division. You've been listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.